government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Bloomberg Financial reported yesterday that the bailout is now over $7 trillion. So in the last week, an additional $2 trillion has been stolen by the private bankers. Now understand, they're not just stealing the money, you're going to pay for it with taxes. And that's why they are handing out radar guns and firearms and just all sorts of new equipment to the general public to spy on the rest of the public. They are going to hire millions and millions of citizens to mug the rest of the population. It is going to be bad. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. It is the 25th day of November 2008 on this Tuesday edition. No guest today, but I will be airing the audio of Ron Paul's speech at the End the Fed rally Saturday in Houston. I'll be airing some clips of myself and others, including Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul, who was at the Dallas demonstration there at the real source of all of our major financial problems, the head of the snake of the New World Order. So that is coming up. We'll give you a report as well on the 45th anniversary of the murder of JFK in Dealey Plaza and what we witnessed there. So kind of a double header, killing two birds with one stone, pun intended, up there in Dallas, Texas this weekend and yesterday, interviewing Robert Groden, Jim Mars, and others for the JFK film and the Barack Obama police state film that we are making right now. So, $7 plus billion. We'll be reading that report for you here today. $7 trillion. See, my mind can't even get around it. I apologize. I was just saying billion over and over again. $7.4 trillion. Excuse me. $7.4 trillion. And now they're saying, we are going to bail out the mortgage holders. But then when you read the fine print of what Paulson proposed, and I have it here in front of me, it says mortgage-backed securities. So it's the derivatives held by the international banks. Look, let me just give the public something. You're not getting anything but taxes and regulation and a billy club upside the head, okay? The people running this country have attacked hundreds of other nations and killed tens of millions of people. Tens of millions. They've killed over 1.5 million Iraqis in the last 5.5 years, okay? I know I keep making that point. They don't care about you. All they want to do is smile at you and have their talking heads tell you that. You know, driving home from Dallas last night to Austin, about half the billboards were tattle on poachers, tattle on drug users, fund the CPS, be proud of public schools, you know, just all government PR, government propaganda. Don't spank your child, report illegal guns. I mean, I'm living in 1984. That's what the billboards are now, because everything is the government. No one can really afford to pay for billboards anymore. And so the government will take our tax money and put up propaganda. All right, my head's just spinning, ladies and gentlemen. There is just so much coming up today. They are now going to put cameras in new parents' homes, the CPS is, to make sure there's a presumption of guilt. You're guilty until proven innocent. No judge, no jury, no due process. Just the eugenics arm. And so that's in the news. Yes, it's all here. It's all happening.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, 25th day of November, 2008. I'm Alex Jones, your host, fresh back from the In the Fed demonstration in Dallas. Big success all across the nation in 38 locations. Hats off to everybody involved as we identify the real enemy and even got some mainstream media coverage. But the key is all over YouTube, Google, and other video sites, there are just hundreds and hundreds of videos from all over the nation, scores of videos per demonstration. And that's the key. It's the activists going out, protesting, demonstrating, and then putting it on the web to magnify it so people can see the action that's being taken and learn about the fact that the private Federal Reserve is the organization running this country. It is the regional governorship. It is the section office, the governorship, the viceroy office of the New World Order here in the United States. Let me just run through the headlines here, and what's so shocking, what I thought of this morning when I read this, when Kurt Nemo emailed it to me. He's done a story on it. It's up on Infowars.com. Was, this doesn't even shock me now. I've known for so long they were secretly planning this, secretly preparing it, and then in the last 10 years or so, brainwashing the public to accept it, that when you finally see it openly being announced, it doesn't have the effect it should. And that's something we should be aware of, that we get fatigued, we get acclimated and prepared to accept this. This is a very big deal. CBS News, this is national CBS News, CBSNews.com. Military examines role in domestic defense.
and they come into this article and lie and say, oh, we just now got this idea because of a government report that we're not going to be safe unless the army is on the streets of America. Now, again, when this was completely illegal, and it's still illegal, they haven't fully overturned Posse Comitatus, there were Marines and Army in police uniforms coast to coast doing raids on gun owners' homes and drug houses as well in Norfolk, Virginia, in Dallas, Texas, in Tucson, Arizona, in Los Angeles County, in New York City, in Detroit, Michigan. Many other areas that those are areas we documented and got documents and eyewitnesses, and I covered that in my film 7 years ago, Road to Tyranny. I mean, everything we told you is happening. Do you understand? The rest is going to happen unless we stop it. People say, well, why gloom and doom? Why not be positive, Alex? We are positively, with courage, here on the air, telling you who runs the planet, who runs the country, that they're bad people. And the solution is saying this is an illegitimate, criminal, out-of-control government, and then you, the people, we, the people, myself, you, everybody listening, and others, finally get serious and get focused and say no. Because they're not going to stop until we say no. They are turning up the propaganda on radio, TV, newspapers, billboards, schools. It's just brainwashing everywhere. And the good news is it's not working. But they don't care. They're in control, so they just move forward. People say, well, what are solutions to this? The solution is to wake the people up, to explain to them. The solution is to know the enemy battle plan, that it is the enemy. And whether you're in the military or the police or the FBI or the government as a bureaucrat, you can look at what's going on and say, should I be with the people or with this government? Is this government legitimate? Or is it just basically a receivership arm for foreign private banks? I mean, $7.4 trillion now stolen? Bloomberg? $7.4 trillion in 6 weeks? Do you know what this means? And, you know, a lot of the public is worried about the future, but they don't have any idea how bad it is. Huh. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I can't believe this is happening, even though I knew they were planning it and setting it up and saying they were going to do it. I mean, all we're doing is covering what they said in their own white papers and government documents they were going to do, and we provide them every day and link to the documents. And then people will come in on the comment sections of the stories and say, I want to see proof when it's right there for you. Proof? Everything we've said has happened. And I know most of those people are operatives doing that, and I don't know how those operatives do that. I mean, how do you do that? Just for a little bit of money, a paycheck, completely sell your country out to really bad people. I mean, I've got folks still denying that Northcom announced they were going to put not one, not two, not three, not four. If you read it, it's more than seven brigades and a whole bunch of different units from every branch of the armed services. On the streets, folks, you know why they're doing that? Why they've been setting that up quietly for decades? All for what's coming in the next several years. People say, well, when is it coming? We're already in it, but we're going deeper down the pit. The IMF and World Bank documents that I wrote about in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, last chapter, that I've talked about over and over since we learned about them in early 2002, that I've been screaming bloody murder every week about, many, many weeks, every day. They state, the BBC even reported on it, that they will bankrupt the nation, and then when the people riot from losing their homes and starving, they will turn the military and police loose on us and bring in open martial law. And let me tell you something, cops, when you don't have money to go to football games anymore, because I know that's all a lot of Americans care about, or when you don't have money to go on that trip or money to have that bass boat, but at least you still got your uniform and can strut around and have folks bow down to you, just remember, your bosses are illegitimate and they destroyed this country. That there's no doubt the government's rogue and criminal, and I don't want to be your enemy. You know, the Dallas cops were friendly and waved at us and smiled at us in the They had a lieutenant out there, and I said, hey, you know the Federal Reserve's private? And he smiled at me. He goes, yeah, I know it's private. Well, I know all about it. The cops were smiling at us, waving at us, all of them. They weren't being rude, weren't looking for trouble, weren't shoving people, weren't in our faces. You know why? Because they know. They know. So that's good. That's what we want. We want to work with you. But you've got bad guys at the federal level through your local governments who are controlling your cities, who have taken the pension funds, the teacher funds, the police funds, the fire funds, all of it. On record, it's already out of the country. It's gone. And then they're going to need you to make sure we can't get our government back. Because if we get the government back, then we can go and bring to justice the individuals that carried this out. And don't say you weren't warned. Don't say you weren't told. Don't say you weren't given a choice down the road. I mean, look at these headlines I've got. Military examines role in domestic defense. Bush says more cash infusions may be needed to safeguard our financial system, while the financial system shuts off liquidity to Main Street in their own documents. They did it. They caused the problem and then grandstand is the solution. Small banks upset with Citi bailout. Now, they don't get any money. Fed announces new U.S. mortgage support program. People are saying, oh, they're going to finally help us. Folks, they state in the new plan Treasury put out yesterday with Bush in that press conference that you're not going to get one red cent of this money. This money's to buy up other banks and insurance companies and roads and infrastructure and to buy bad derivative securities. Has nothing to do with your mortgages. Here's the Drudge Report. Russian analyst, top Russian analyst, predicts decline and breakup of the U.S. Forget the Russian analyst. The Pentagon's predicting that. The British Ministry of Defense is predicting that. They're doing it by design. And this is going to be seen worldwide as the defeat of the American empire, when really it's the U.S. imploding and being subdivided like China was 150 years ago to Europe and the United States and them breaking it up into sectors. This is the world government being born. All you guys have done horrible things in the name of the United States. You were working the entire time to actually destroy our name, bankrupt us, and set us up. It's not too late to turn back. It's not too late to reprieve yourself. It's not too late to hit your knees and ask God for forgiveness and join humanity in the defense of liberty. Icelanders demand Prime Minister resign during violent protest. Parliament besieged, Iceland boiling, mad at credit crunch. They're going to raise the income taxes in England to 61%. It's already 80%+ in France, London Telegraph, to, quote, pay the bankers. You have to pay to give them this money, you understand? And it isn't going to be the rich. It's everybody. Cynthia McKinney prevented from leaving the United States. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com, all part of the new freedom. And then look at this headline. Social services set up CCTV cameras in couples' bedroom. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. What's next? Now, Iceland per capita is the second most wealthy country in the world. Number one is Switzerland. Okay? After that, what is it, Dubai and then the United States? But these are very well ordered. They have one of the lowest crime rates in the world, one of the highest educational levels in the world. They have the strictest immigration rules there. I mean, it is a very nice place to live. Talk to folks that have visited there on vacation, people that have family there, and then work there on work visas. Overnight, there's no food on the shelves. Overnight, people can't get their money out of the bank. Overnight, they're going and taking people's homes, and the people are attacking the police stations. I mean, what do you think's going to happen when you don't give people any room to wiggle, when you corner us? Believe me, your microwave guns and your sound cannons aren't going to help you. The police, by the way, were forced to basically back off in Iceland. Because, I mean, it's middle-class, mainline people attacking the police stations on video. We're going to get into that later. This is going to happen here. Okay? And then the cops are going to gun a bunch of people down, and then the guns are going to come out. And then I really don't want to happen what's happening. Because it's going to be bad. And believe me, let me just tell the police something. You're going to get your butt kicked.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Pentagon war planning, the Rand Corporation war planning, the British Ministry of Defense war planning, they state, they know the local police are meant to be smashed in the position they put the public. We're not an agrarian and farming society where if the banks shut off the money, people can just live off their farms. We're in a technological society with 2 days of food on the store shelves. That's why they're moving MREs. I saw a report on this over the weekend. And weapons and things like that into key infrastructure positions like power plants. Now, I'm not saying that all of this has to unfold or happen. I'm telling you what the government's gearing up for
and what they're saying on the open discussions of depression all over the news. Now, in Iceland, they have taken everything the people have. And in their capital city, the people are out demonstrating and, you know, going to the parliament, and the police have been arresting people for no reason, basically, which, I mean, it's destroying their country, too. They have no future. But see, they've got to, you know, they're in that peer pressure mode. And so the citizens then turned on the police station itself. And by the way, there are other reports in Iceland of this happening as well. It's happening in China. Humans are all the same. People are people. We want freedom. And the people understand. They're educated in Iceland. They understand the banks imploded their credit by design, shut down the banks, and won't give them their money. And then the nation doesn't have credit. The companies in the nation don't have credit because it's been cut off to them to even ship food in. You understand? The IMF and World Bank documents state that they shut food and water off and essential services to cause rioting, which then makes the stock markets and property values and everything plunge to almost zero. Then they come in and buy it, then pose as the saviors, and then turn the economy back on. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Hundreds gathered for peaceful protests in Iceland, protests which ended with a police charge and pepper spray. Around 7,000 people gathered in downtown Reykjavik yesterday, a familiar scene since the country's recent banking crisis plunged the small nation into economic chaos. Several people gave heated speeches, their main demands that the government and chairman of the banks resign and that elections be called as soon as possible. At the end of the meeting, the organizers reminded all present that one of their own had been arrested the previous day in what they claimed was unconstitutional police action. Several hundred protesters then made their way towards police headquarters, where demonstrations continued and eventually escalated into a small riot when police refused to release the jailed protester. Rioters threw rocks and broke windows and used makeshift battering rams to break down the doors of the police headquarters, with police barricaded inside, still holding the arrested protester. The standoff ensued, which only ended when an anonymous benefactor paid the protesters outstanding fine for disorderly conduct. He emerged to a jubilant crowd. A police spokesman said several people were injured and taken to hospital.
Now, there are other reports all over the Western world of similar things happening. Now, the police could have rubber bulleted, could have even shot with lead bullets the crowd, and then the crowd, the people would have burned down the city. See how that works? Nice-looking, middle-class people. The veneer of civilization is very, very thin, and you steal their money, they don't have food, they're going to get angry. And see, this is just 2 weeks into Iceland collapsing. It's going to exponentially grow. And so the people have been put in a position where they have to fight back. Now, what could happen is the government, factions that support the public and are legitimate, need to move for criminal investigations of the private bank. They need to go ahead and arrest before they can flee. The police need to join the people. They need to go arrest the head of their central bank, and then they can fix their house very quickly, or they can let the banks rape them. Would that be nice, police, to actually be with the people? Wouldn't it be nice to actually go after the real criminals? Same thing in Argentina. Same things being set up here. It's the same group. We have their documents. We've interviewed IMF and World Bank employees. It's been declassified. This is by design. They just cut the credit off to the country and said, you don't get your money out of the bank. Now, that's 7,000 plus protesting there. But if they would have attacked the couple hundred people that went to take over the police station, the whole 7,000 would have swarmed the police. You see. Now, we're peacefully demonstrating here in the United States, but how long will that hold? We'll be right back and play some of those clips from In the Fed here in the U.S.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Globalism, the New World Order, is all about multinational offshore banks coming in, buying off your government, switching your economy over to an international system where your nation is not independent, where it's, quote, interdependent on the globalist model. And then they get you in a position of being deep in debt to them through their fiat currency banking system. Then they cut off the currency and credit. That's the key. This is by design. Even if you have money in the bank, they won't give it to you. They seize your pension funds. They seize your 401ks. Congress for the last 3 weeks is having hearings every day talking about taking your pension fund to protect it. You see, the banks got the cities, counties, the different departments, the states, the Fed, the different agencies to invest 60%+ of all the tax money of the last 50, almost 60 years, since 47, so more than 60, 61 years. And they use that, they fence that money into other institutions and buy real assets and infrastructure. Then when they're ready, they blow out the banks and brokerage firms and insurance companies. Enron was a dummy Ponzi scheme. It didn't fail. It was designed to implode. And hundreds of billions were stolen. Now, tens of trillions are being stolen. $7.4 trillion, according to Bloomberg, so far. That is, by the way, more than the entire GDP in 2007. We won't get GDP numbers until next year for 2008, reports Bloomberg. So, $7.4 trillion. And none of it is going for what they claimed it was 6 weeks ago, back on October 3rd. None of it is going to the economy. And of course not. They don't want the economy jump-started. They don't want... 6 weeks ago, when they got up on TV, the Treasury Secretary and the rest of them, and said, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this, they destroyed confidence, folks. They precipitated it. Just at Bilderberg, 2.5 years ago, they wanted to destroy confidence, starting with the subprime mortgages, so they can consolidate. And now in Iceland, the second most wealthy nation in the world per capita, in 2 weeks' time, the majority of the banks will give their people none of their money. Most of the stores are completely bare. The people are, they're saying, fire the head of this private central bank. They engineered this. Mainstream news over there. The people understand. Tough times have a way of getting people focused to actually research and go, wow, these guys took over. And worldwide, folks are coming to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net and TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, our sites, and finding out the truth, the documents, the videos. They're seeing us 5, 10 plus years ago predict and lay out what was happening. We weren't sure when the bankers were going to do it. We just knew in their own documents that they were planning to do it in the future and that they had us so leveraged in debt a decade ago they could have pulled the same thing. But then, in 2002, we learned that they were planning it in 2008, 2009. Then, 2.5 years ago, with our moles inside Bilderberg, we learned the specifics and laid out exactly what was happening. Last week, I played those video clips from Canada that we shot with the sources saying exactly what happened, precisely what would unfold. So you, if you're a new listener, you better listen carefully, because we know the Patriot movement. We read the documents about the New World Order. We found out about the plans. Who started the modern Patriot movement in the last 20 years? They were all former military, normally in intelligence, officers. They were police officers. They were people in positions of power that found out about this and were told this was being set up, who went public and said no to it. And now it's gone from being secret to being public. Just like we told you a year and a half before it was in the news that they'd hired 26,000 as of last year, preachers to go tell their flocks, martial law is good, turning your guns in is good, doing what the government says is good, going to FEMA camps is good. So of course we've been screaming bloody murder here on air. Of course we've been freaking out and warning you. Of course we've been upset. Of course we've been worried, because we see the preparation. We know it's being set up. We know it's horrible. And out of the crisis that is created by the financial collapse, they then manage it and pose as the saviors and bring us into full tyranny. Let's play an NBC clip out of Chicago within the Fed getting some coverage.
On the web at ushomeauction.com, the bidding resumes at 9:30 tomorrow morning in Rosemont.
That's great for the people losing their homes, of course. And a related story, major protests in cities across the nation today. They rallied against the Federal Reserve here in Chicago. Demonstrators are calling for a dismantling of the Fed.
And the Fed! Constitution!
Activists believe the Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for the current financial crisis. They claim government bailouts will further disrupt the economy and plunge the nation into a severe depression. They support legislation introduced by Representative Ron Paul to shut down the nearly century-old Federal Reserve Bank.
Other news now.
All right. I have probably, just looking around this weekend on the hotel computers, I didn't spend much time, and then looking some last night and this morning when I got back to Austin, I don't know, probably 7-8 news reports, and they're all local in Texas and in Illinois and a few places like that. So we got some coverage there. Doesn't matter. The alternative media is carrying the ball and getting the word out. So they're not stopping us there. Here is a compilation put out by a video crew that was out there of some of my speeches and some of the things I had to say out there, a short compilation, and then we'll continue breaking down what's happening. But the bottom line here is, here are the American people doing just exactly what people are doing in Argentina, what they're doing in Iceland, what they're doing all over the world, pointing out who the real enemy is, pointing out who the real culprits are. Here it is.
Shh. You're watching OTN, the Obscured Truth Network.
In the bed, 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 in the bed.
Hey, I want to talk to the workers up there on the parapet. The ones smoking cigarettes that just jumped back. You're with the American people, we know that. But understand, ask the workers inside. You're not in a federal government building. You're in a private Federal Reserve that uses that name as a fraud. I'm not a federal government. I'm not a federal agency. But if I said my name was Federal Reserve, I could go out and pay off politicians and get them to allow me to get into power so I could issue the currency and credit, and then I could buy up the world. That's what these criminals have done. The Federal Reserve is totally private, and Alan Greenspan 2 weeks ago on PBS on Lehr NewsHour said, Alan Greenspan 2 weeks ago on Lehr NewsHour said, on record, that they are above the law, the Congress, the President, everyone. The former Federal Reserve Chairman on the Lehr NewsHour a few weeks ago came out and said, we are above the law, Congress, the President, no court can do anything. We run America. Think of the arrogance of a private group of banks that have bankrupted the nation by design so they can repo the country. A private group of banks that loaned us our own money back are telling us they're above the law. You are not above the law, criminals.
Appreciate you guys, too. And this is going to hurt all your families. All the police officers here, the camera people here, everybody's, you know, who's here to cover this needs to know that that's why we're here. So we're going to go ahead and let them know that we're not their slaves.
The Federal Reserve is a run-for-profit private organization.
This is everything. Instead of our economy being about goods and services and real products and manufacturing, it's all about these guys, the private Federal Reserve that masquerades as a government entity, who controls the issuance of currency and credit. They're the ones that have cut off the liquidity in the market. They told us have a debt-based economy. Then they cut it off once they get us under their thumb and implode the economy so they can consolidate it. And that's what they're doing right now. I mean, it's in their own documents. It's in their own statements. They claim, give us unlimited power, give us trillions of dollars with the banker bailout bill that's already $5 trillion, not $850 billion, as they say, and we'll get the economy going. But they're hoarding the money and buying up other banks that aren't part of the Federal Reserve, buying up insurance companies, buying up roads, infrastructures, media empires, defense contractors. What the banks do is they implode an economy by cutting off credit. And then once things really fall to a low, and they know the low because then they buy everything up and start then putting more money back into the economy, and then they build it back up. So they build us up and then shear us, build us up and shear us. And they're getting ready. All over the world, they're always shearing some country, imploding it. Comes out in their own IMF and World Bank documents. That's just the foreign arm of the same cartel. Yeah, what they do is that they make you think Clinton's evil in running things. Then, oh, Bush will save us. And then, oh, Bush was evil. Now we'll be saved by Barack Obama, but he's just a puppet. But as we get deeper into this phase, when they implode the economy, they have all the money and all the control, but they also like to pose as the savior. So Obama is meant to be the savior during the Depression, and he'll save us with a million person. He said it's bigger than our military, domestic spy force, a 3 million person environmental spy force. So giving people these jobs to be government bureaucrats and spies to go out and manage the other 290-something million Americans. And so this is classical fascism. The communists also do it. Any vertically integrated command and control authoritarian system does this. So they're openly following what the same group of banks did in Germany, Russia. You know, it's in the Communist Manifesto to have a private central bank, because the private central bankers actually wrote the ideas that they had Marx and Engels put out. People go, well, why would the banks want communism? It doesn't exist. They rape us. They consolidate us. They put us into work brigades. They make us slaves. And they say, it's a people's paradise. Look at it. Boy, you're really doing good. And then
They transfer all the wealth of the nation offshore. The globalists are outside all the nations. That gives them safety, and they play countries off against each other. And so that's what we're facing and dealing with. And so they're bringing in classical, hardcore tyranny in the U.S. But we have the internet. We've grown our numbers. The alternative media has exploded. That's why they're trying to move in to shut down and regulate and tax the web. But it's too late for them. They're playing in the 19th century, 20th century rules. It's 21st century, the century of resistance to tyranny. And so it's going to be one hell of a fight. Everything depends on exposing these people. Everything depends on showing the people that this is the New World Order. This is the criminals. We're dealing with the king rats here, the people that are carrying out tyranny worldwide. And either they fall or we fall. Either worldwide darkness and a new age of tyranny and oppression and with a scientific overlay, or a new age of liberty and freedom and a new renaissance. The choice is the people's out there. Okay, we can tell you what's going on. You can check it out for yourself and find out it's true. But don't wait. Investigate now. Get involved now. Go out there and reach out now. We don't have time. If you're looking for the solution, look in the mirror. Look right into the mirror, because you out there, men, women, old, young, black, white, doesn't matter. It's going to be up to you if they win or if liberty succeeds and the people have a chance of having any future. These are cold-blooded eugenicists. These are cold-blooded people who think they're God, think that they're our masters, and think that we're animals. These are the guys that funded Lenin and Stalin and Hitler and Mao. These are the guys, it's all on record, that bankroll this stuff. They are hardcore vicious, and they must be resisted.
All right, I've got several other clips. Let's play the one that starts at 3:50. John, I want to play the clip that's got just a little comment from Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul. We've got a longer interview. I'm just playing a YouTube clip that somebody else posted because we haven't had time to get ours up yet. We appreciate folks. This is a short clip of him saying the answer in 1984 is 1776. Then I'm going to play a clip where I'm thanking the police at the end of the demonstration for, you know, not acting like they hate free speech and hate America. Well, we appreciate that. When they act normal and act like they're with us and, you know, with the American people and peace officers, we're all for them. Let's go ahead and play that next clip.
My name is Wayne Paul, and the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Woo! Get your brother on the next one. He's on my show to say that. I always forget to, you know, get him to do that.
That's what we want back today. We want the ability to use our brain and use the fruits of our labor to help mankind, and we're having it extracted from us on a daily basis.
So we got to pass that bill to abolish it.
Got to do it.
Do you speak directly to abolishing the Fed?
I think if there's any one bill that you could tell every congressman in this country to do, is to vote for that bill. Absolutely the most vital vote you could, anybody up there could do in your life.
What's the sponsorship up to now? It's above 60, isn't it?
That's what I heard.
Okay. Let's go on to the next clip now. Here we go. In the Fed clip.
I'm gonna jump up here real fast.
Real quick. I just want to say, I'm Alex Jones, and we're sick of it. Do it.
All right. I'm not really mad right now, so sorry. I don't really.
You're gonna say I'm Alex Jones, and we're sick of it.
I'm Alex Jones, and we are
sick of it. We're sick of it.
Sick of it. Like, speaking of that. Again, this has been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to say something else that's important about the First Amendment. After the government staged the 9/11 attacks, they tried to claim that people couldn't protest and demonstrate without permits, and then they would refuse to issue the permits, or they put people in free speech zones and then arrest them. But thousands of lawsuits later, all over the country, the First Amendment is now being recognized and not trampled again. And I want to say the Dallas police have not just done their job to protect the First Amendment, they've been pretty cheerful and friendly and
yeah, I mean, they've been pretty nice and have actually acted friendly towards us. And that's what we want. Because they're American people, too, and the Federal Reserve is going to destroy their future as well. So we're all together, whether we know it or not, whether we consciously admit it, we are all together, free humanity, against the New World Order. For 90 years has brainwashed public school children that they are a government bank. And now they're intensifying their propaganda, bringing in school teachers, college professors, administrators, and they've got hundreds of them in there right now, brainwashing them about how the Federal Reserve is government and how the Federal Reserve wants to fix the economy, when the Federal Reserve is the enemy. And we're here to tell them, we're not going to stand by while they brainwash people.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see. GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZV, there are
no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown,
another ragtag band.
Declaring
independence.
Laid their bodies down
on a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
For liberty. For their descendants.
That's us, their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
I am free today.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And the lives they lead.
And the lives they lead.
Far ahead of.
Far ahead of.
Their time.
Their time.
about the Renegades. Lord knows. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. And I salute everybody within the Fed across the country. I'm going to play part of Ron Paul's speech from Houston later in the show today. We'll also have some open phones coming up in the next hour. In other news, military examines role in domestic defense, troops on the streets of America with the police, CBS News. Been telling you that for 13 years. When I witnessed Marines training to confiscate our guns and admitting it was for America. And I said, man, I'm against that. And they said, what, you don't like our military? You're some kind of commie? If it's really our military, they're not training to take our guns. If it's our military, they're not training to attack the American people. And you know what? It's not our military. Those individual men and women are good folks. That's why the majority of them gave campaign contributions to Ron Paul more than any other candidate. But the people directing them are pure evil. So you got a decision to make, a lot of you out there in government. Who do you stand with? How far will you go? How many criminal orders will you follow? That's all coming up. But again, they're rioting in Iceland because the police are falsely arresting people, breaking down the doors of police stations. It's all coming to a head. I want to bring Ted up for this segment and the next, and then I'm going to get into all the news and take your phone calls. Got a lot of other audio clips from around the country and the world and a bunch of other important news. And again, the Ron Paul speech, but Ted, so much is happening. I mean, on a daily basis, now they're going to, quote, bail out. That means capitalize and fund Citibank with hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're using the car bailout as a diversion, whether you're for it or against it. $25 billion is nothing compared to $7.4 trillion. You heard me in the clip from Saturday saying $5-plus trillion. And then Bloomberg came out, and the government admitted on Sunday, you know, it had already been $2 trillion more in a week. Do you have any idea what this means and interest on it? Ted, I mean, I know I'm ranting here. I wanted to get you up. It's just getting incredible, Ted.
It is. Incredible is a good word for it. I mean, it's amazing. And now they're talking about coming in and just paying off credit cards and student loans and all these, you know, the printing press is not the solution here. And this last protest we had over the Fed, that's the solution. We need to get rid of that printing press. Stop the printing press. The economic power of the people will solve
the problem. Well, Ted, to be clear, though, with the student loans, with the credit cards, the people aren't going to get them paid off. The banks will still get to collect and get money.
That's well, where do you think the money's going to go? If you pay off the credit card, it goes right into the banking
system.
This
is just a new bait and switch. Like they said, oh, we're going to get this money, this $850 billion to help you with your mortgages. And the next day they said, you get none of it.
The thing about it is, Alex, if you try to solve a problem, I don't care if they're giving it to the two-year-olds out there with a printing press, when you're putting money out in the system, you're not creating value. All you're doing is creating more currency.
Yeah, people don't understand this. Let me explain it. Let's say you collect Dallas Cowboy memorabilia. Now, if there's one Roger Staubach NFL helmet, Super Bowl helmet he won, the thing's probably worth $50,000. But what if he took on and off 15 different helmets in that game? You know, the helmet be worth a couple grand instead of $50,000. You got it? It's devaluing. Got to use sports analogies to reach him, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother and cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide, folks, people are tuning in. It was so exciting to be in Dallas, walking around in the West End by our hotel by the grassy knoll. And I had white folks, black folks, Hispanic folks walking up, weren't part of the In the Fed demonstration, weren't down there to see the grassy knoll. They were up there by the restaurants. They go, hey, aren't you Alex Jones, Endgame? Or I saw your film. My neighbor gave me your film, and I checked out your site. Now, listen now. I mean, folks, I'd be at the hotel, and people walk up to me. And again, that's only a yardstick, an example. I'm just one person in this fight, and I can go to England. I can go to Canada. I can go California. People in little towns all walk in a little store, and then people are, hey, we listen to your show. It is growing exponentially, and that means we've got a fighting chance. Now, Ted Anderson, I've got you up, and we're here talking about $7.4 trillion so far given to the private banks of our tax money so that they cannot loan to people and hold it to buy up the currency and buy up the markets. I'm going to get more into that after you leave us. But you did a pitch here Friday when we had you on doing some economic news. You also told folks that you had bought in between 701 and 710, because you did some different buys, when gold was at that level. He bought gold coins, and most people are sold out or can't even get them. And Ted was able, because he's been in business 30 years, to get really good buys out of Europe and the U.S. on Maple Leafs, American Eagles, things nobody has. Very few people have. There's huge 30, 40% premiums on them. He was able to offer those at below spot. This was below spot because gold went up to, $800. It's gone up another $12 or so today. It's $815 last time I checked. The point is, he bought gold at a little over 700 in that range because there was different buys. Some at 701, some at 706, some at 7010. And so even with his tiny 6% markup in there, he'd be able to get the gold in, pay his staff, stuff like that. And he's the reason the show's possible. It's his network. He is able to then pass those savings on. Now, he sold out of the Maple Leafs. He's almost sold out of the, you are sold out of the American Eagles. He's got Indians, he's got Franks, and he's got Sovereigns at that deal of 700 of last Monday when he bought those. And he held the deal through yesterday, through the weekend. This is probably the last time. But he's guaranteeing, even if he sells out of what he's got, he will take the hit and bring it in and still, at that level. This is guaranteed to get this deal. Ted, again, as you said Friday, this is the best deal you've ever offered, topping the one you did 3 months ago.
Yeah, and it got better because gold's up, it was up at 830 today. Last time I looked at it, it was at 818. So when we're talking about it on Friday, gold was at 799. Same price on the British Sovereign. They're 228. The franc at 187. Alex, before I put out the memo, I walked in the studio. Mona, my buyer, she comes in. She says, are you crazy? We have to pay a lot more than that for these coins right now. And I said, yep, I'm going to run them. And that's because we picked up this bit of supply. There's not much left. But I'm going to hold it, and I'll hold it throughout the rest of today. If you want to buy gold right now, buy the francs or buy the sovereign or pick up the 10 Union, the 10 Liberty, because you're going to be getting it for a lot less than what I have to go out in the marketplace and get it for. As a matter of fact, dealers are paying more for them now than I'm even just selling them to you. So you can't be.
Now, you're not just getting the fact that Ted's a huge wholesaler, so you're getting his discount. He's giving you the deal he got last Monday at $700 and 701, 706, 710, the different buys he did. Now, how many Eagles do you have left? You said you're low on those.
No, the Eagles are gone. I can't offer another Eagle. It's going to take too long to get them to the people.
Okay, well, what's the $10 piece you were talking about?
The $10 piece that I'm talking about is the $10 Liberty from back at the turn of the century, or the $10.
Okay, so you got the $10 Liberty, and then you have the Franks, and you have the Sovereigns. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a good chance they're going to seize the money in the banks. There's a good chance we are going to have a full board depression. Move now.
into gold and silver. Come back, Ted. Tell them about the silver on the other side. 800-686-2237. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to run through all the top financial news stories and take your calls this hour to the next. I'm going to air about a 25-minute speech Ron Paul gave Saturday at In the Fed down in Houston. That is coming up. Military examines domestic role in your daily lives, ladies and gentlemen. The military openly, CBS News, in the streets of the United States. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. It is the 25th of November, 2008. Ted Anderson, I want to get some of your views on what's happening right now, these new developments, separately from pitching gold at people. But I will tell listeners this, that when Ted takes a huge risk, when gold that he predicted had bottomed at $700 an ounce, and he bought a ton of it, he is now passing that all on to you. Any other broker in the world would simply, you know, sell gold for whatever the price is today, and they're adding huge premiums. Again, Google, gold selling for premiums. Central banks can't keep up. Gold sold out. Hundreds of mainstream news articles. Most places are sold out. Go to their sites. Go to their look at the prices. You will find this is below spot, ladies and gentlemen, and this is in a bull market in precious metals. Ted is doing this because he wants to pass it on to the listeners, because he's a great guy, he's a free market guy, and he loves to smash all his competition. I'll just be honest with you. And you should take advantage of this. He made such a big buy, and he told me this morning 90% of it's out the door last Monday, that this is it. This is the tail end of this deal. Who knows if it'll come back, you know, buy in the next even year or two to ever have a deal like this again. This dwarfs the deal he offered 3 months ago when he did something similar. So again, Ted, explain to people the mathematics we're talking about here.
Well, I mean, take the British Sovereign, for instance, that 228, multiply that by four. I mean, you're just sitting right in that range. There's no way you're not going to be able to get it. You can call every single dealer across the United States. You are not going to buy a British Sovereign for 228 anywhere. Not here, not in Britain, not in the Europe, not in South Africa, anywhere. I have them. I have them for the lowest price. And I also have the francs right now, 187, fifth of an ounce of gold. Obviously, you want small gold pieces. Again, nowhere. I mean, Mona came in, Alex, and she says, look at these. You're going to, you know, they're over $200 a piece, and you're selling them for 187. I said, I don't care. We picked up the position. It was actually, I put up the numbers, it was close to $3 million worth of this stuff. And I gotta tell you, it makes me happy. It makes me happy that I'm putting gold into people's hands. I mean, you don't know how much of a treat it is for me to go down to the Federal Reserve Bank and have a whole crowd of people yelling, and the Fed, and people driving by, and, you know, just the pleasure of being able to see it happen in front of my very eyes. And fighting this fight to try to get people convinced that this institution is no good for the United States, no good for the people, and you know, to have it to the point where, you know, these clips that you're playing, I mean, you don't know how much satisfaction that just brings me to see that.
Ted, all these years we've been here telling them the Fed's the enemy. Back when nobody knew who Ron Paul was, you know, you were promoting him and airing his little 5-minute radio show once a week here on the network. And, you know, when you were there bankrolling the network all those years, they lost money, you know, having to mortgage your house 5 years ago so that the network wouldn't go under, everything you did. And now we're here. The future is here. We were right about everything. People are exponentially tuning in and waking up and getting involved and getting protected. Ted, from what I hear, the best deal is the francs or the sovereigns?
They're both a fabulous deal, Alex, because the market's gone up more than $100 since I put this deal together for people. The market took care of it. I still get my little margin in there. And what, you know, if we have to go back and buy a few at the very end, big deal. So I get some gold in the people's hand. They get a good price. The sovereigns are a great buy. The francs are a good buy. That's good because they're small pieces of gold.
And to explain how this is working, 10, 20, 30, 40, I mean, usually it's about a 30% premium just to even get gold for wholesalers. Wholesalers are paying 10, 20, 30% over what supposed spot is because we're in a manipulated market.
If you're lucky enough to find a U.S. Eagle right now, you're paying over $900 an ounce for this silly thing. I mean, it's crazy what the market has done. And they're just, the physical supply is so tight right now because everybody wants to put it away. And when you see the spot price fluctuating, that's the futures market.
Okay, Ted, I want to be careful about this, though. Do you want to say this is going to midnight, or do you want to say it'll go until people stop answering the phones tonight? Because I don't want you to get, you know, upside down in this if the phones, you know, blow off the wall.
No, I can tell you, I'll take it, and I'll stay committed to this till midnight. But I would suggest if you want to get into something that is so close to melt, I mean, it is quite literally, I don't know, once before there was,
well,
a
Ted,
time
in the real market, it's below melt. I mean, they've got that fictional, you know, COMEX. But, I mean, in reality, the brokers are paying premiums to even get it, right?
Yeah, well, there's not a dealer in the world right now that's offering francs even at the wholesale level to sell at these prices. So that's and the British sovereigns, the $10 liberties and the $10.
So in the real market, this is way below what real spot is.
Yep, that's right. And you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned about the stuff because it's so close to melt and confiscation. But if you're concerned about that, go to the 10 Indian or the 10 Liberty. That stuff is so close to melt right now too. I mean, everything is so tight in supply. The walking Liberty half silver coins. I can't say it enough. I mean, here we have Christmas coming up, and people are going to be buying, people, you know, radios and all this stuff from these electronics gizmos and whatever. This is something you can actually give to somebody, and you know darn well that we've got a train wreck of an economy right now. How about giving them something that they can actually use? This will be something that'll support and take care of their children. They'll take care of their grandchildren. People need to get gold and silver in their hands. And once they start getting gold and silver in their hands, they start to realize how messed up the Federal Reserve System is and what this real monetary system is about. It only takes a little bit of, it takes a seed to grow a plant. And that's the idea that needs to be placed in the minds of the people that don't understand how money comes into existence and why it's losing purchasing power and why we got Paulson and Bernanke doing what they're doing, and they're just trying to, they're trying to protect the system to get it. If it totally falls apart and blows up, then we're going to win, and they don't want us to win. And we're going to fight hard to win, because you know what? It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about the Constitution of the United States. It's about we the people. We're the ones who go out and labor for this wealth that we create. We should be able to keep it, and they shouldn't be able to destroy it by printing more money.
Absolutely. And Ted, take Iceland, the second most wealthy nation per capita after Switzerland, one of the lowest crime rates in the world. They are attacking and breaking down the doors of police stations and government facilities right now because there's literally no food on most of the store shelves. The banks aren't giving them their own money. I mean, that's the point. This is engineered.
It's fractional reserve banking at its highest, most ultimate point. It is the worst thing that could have ever happened to a society. And our forefathers knew this, Alex.
Look how they terrorized us into going along with the bailout, Ted. Look at how they terrorized the public into going along with that. I want to give you the number, folks. We've been ranting here because it's just so amazing to see people waking up. It's the best of times, worst of times. And on the other side, to see the enemy coming right out in the open and CBS News going, yeah, U.S. Army is going to be on the streets of America with the police. We're to fight Al-Qaeda. Give me a break, folks. That's for the public. If you go videotape the actual Army training, and they admit this in the Army Times, CBS doesn't. They say it's for civil disturbances and to fight the American people. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It says the governors don't run anything, that the military will be used against the people for insurrection and rebellion and rioting. Why? Because they're going to eat our lunch. They do it by design. I just hope you call and get the sovereigns, get the francs, get the silver half dollars, 800-686-2237. And let me tell you, folks, Ted is running out of this stuff. This is probably the last time it'll be at this deal. I can't imagine that there'd be anything left tomorrow, but it's there right now, 800-686-2237. One more time in case you missed that number, 800-686-2237. If you call, the number's busy. Leave your name and number. They will call you back in a few hours because Ted's got 25 brokers there, and it takes a lot of time with each person, so things get clogged up. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us. Just last question. We now have more bank bailouts. As I said, $7.4 trillion. I'm going to cover that when I come back. And then the local banks, small town banks, you know, that really are part of the economy and in many cases actually helping the local economies, they're freaking out because they're actually solvent, many of them, and then they're getting bought out. Government regulators are coming in and forcing them to sell out to the big banks, and they know it's a fraud. I talked to a bank president who came to the End the Fed protest with his son of a small bank there in Northeast Texas, and you know he was saying they all know exactly what's going on.
Well, that's it. They're lacing the pockets of these big Wall Street banks, and they're taking that money, and they're buying up these smaller banks and creating monopolies that are bigger than what they were. Then we have even a bigger problem. Guess what? They're too big to fail. They've just become bigger. You know, is that good? Obviously, that's not good. These community banks are the ones that are actually creating wealth and helping something along. This whole derivative thing that's coming out of Wall Street, you know, it just boggles my mind.
They took the majority of the pension funds, of the investments, of the stock market, you know, investments made by governments, county, state, local, federal, the agencies, there's tens of thousands of these different groups that invested, and they invested it in derivatives, and they're now telling them it's all gone.
Well,
folks, they've already destroyed your pension funds, and what's left of it, mainstream news, they're getting ready to take it.
the Federal Reserve System was put together, Alex, for this reason. They didn't want the smaller banks taking control. They wanted to have this unified central thing that would allow them to collect the taxes and the debts from the entire world.
Yeah, they set up the income tax the same year, 1913. 800-686-2237. Your call's coming up if I cover the financial news, the police state news, and play some more clips. Stay with us. Ted, thanks for coming on with us. And you know what? I wish you would have told me in the time we had about the end the Fed up in Minnesota, but I'll have you on later to tell us about that. Okay, yeah, he was up at that one. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Riders on the storm. I want to know from the listeners. Riders on the storm. Are you warning people? Or are people in your circle, friends and people you work with or go to church with, do they realize the private banks
are openly setting up world government run for and by the banks. Carbon taxes that will be paid to them. Riders on the storm. Are they aware of the fact that this is a takeover? There's a killer on the road. This is a major move. His brain is squirming. The crisis they're creating, they plan to manage and manage the people into the world government. You know, I read a New York Times article last week on air and showed you a shot of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We were doing the live feed. And it was where parents are putting surveillance cameras with live internet feeds off a wireless card in the cars to watch and track their children. See how that's the Big Brother Society? And now the police in New York State and Connecticut State and others are paying for studies to make everybody have these cameras in their cars. And then out of England, and similar things are being proposed here, the Houston police chief, remember 2 years ago, proposed making people have cameras in their homes. Don't believe me? Google that term. It'll come up. Social services set up CCTV camera in couple's bedroom. And it said, because they had the school records on them, that the mother and father were educationally disadvantaged. And so because they didn't have good test scores, then when they had their baby, it says they make the parents, they just calmly announce this, have a camera watching them in their bedroom to make sure they're good parents. Guilty until proven innocent. Social services set up CCTV camera in couple's bedroom. Social workers set up CCTV camera in bedroom of couple. And they said, well, we do this to everybody. With learning difficulties, in order to monitor their behavior, a new report claims. And then you read the article and they admit. The social workers say yes. They had bad test scores in school, and now they've got a baby, and so you have to have the government surveil you so they can look for anything you're doing wrong to then take your child, when the government isn't fit to clean toilets. Statistically, five times more likely, at least in the United States, I know it's bad over there as well, to abuse children because they don't care. Council staff, see, it's these cities run it, are said to have spied on young parents at night as part of a plan to see if they were fit to look after their baby. And it goes on, the mother and the father were forced to cite the Human Rights Act, which protects the right to life, to private life, before the social services team. They said they weren't able to have sex. It was because the camera was in the bedroom. The social services team backed down and agreed to switch off the surveillance camera while they were in bed together, but the cameras stay on except when they're asleep. So see, the whole issue is, why is there a camera watching them? Why do they have to live with cameras watching them? This is Big Brother. Instead, it's, all right, when you're sleeping, the camera, you know, once you turn the lights out. And it goes on to say that, yes, in young parents' homes now in England, as we told you, this is the social engineering. It's what they planned decades ago. We read you the documents. They're proposing it here. Oh, well, just new parents, you know, if you're at risk, if you're poor, you know, any of these excuses they call at risk, we will surveil you. Now, in the U.S., when you go to have a child, they run your credit report. It all goes through health department computers that are in the hospitals under regulations, not law, all over the country. And they ask the wife, you got money? Do you ever get tired? Is your husband ever rude to you? Do you ever get frustrated with your children? How you doing, honey? You ever get mad? And they sit there filling all this out, putting it in a computer for the health department, not telling you that you're basically in a police interrogation, not telling you your rights, not telling you that if you talk about not having enough money, oh, how's your finances doing? Get enough help? Got enough money, hon? I mean, I sat there earlier this year right, as my wife was in labor, about to have our third child, and we go to the hospital to have him because it's my wife's already had a cesarean once, so we need to go there instead of a midwife, and they make it hard to do that. And I just sat there rolling my eyes, you know, and I was like, I know you're putting that in the health department. I know where that's going. The lady would look at me, and then when the baby had been born, you know, they for a few hours under the heating lamp and they're being checked out, the nurses were like, you sure you don't want to give them injections? Well, you got to sign a waiver form. And I said, there's no law. I don't have to. And they said, yeah, we don't give our children shots either, but we have to push it on you. So see, they're even nice people, but they've been put in these criminal roles as spies. And now it's everywhere. Now it's everybody. They're now converting the economy over to this and announcing 1 million domestic spies and then
army brigades in CBS News today to work with the police at accidents. And you know, they say that so it's, oh, they're just helping with accidents and for rioting. Just, oh, suddenly the army's here. See how they're just easing it in, slowly turning up the heat on martial law? All right, I'm going to come back, get into the financial stuff, and then we're going to go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. My websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.net.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, right down to the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through changes.
All right, we're back live. You know, I'm just going to go to Scott, Forrest, Mark, John, Tony, Shauna, and others now, and then into all the news. We've got some other clips from In the Fed protest around the country coming up, and Ron Paul's speech. So stay with us today. Let's talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir, Alex Jones. I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving week and weekend.
You too, my friend.
Because you are bringing to light, and everything y'all been talking about for years now is happening. And regardless of like what we love in life, and you know, people are fanatical about sports, you know, and all these things. They like, you know, going out and meeting women and, you know, having a family. But, you know, if it wasn't for American sovereignty and freedom, that you all are working so diligently hard every day to save and preserve, you know, we wouldn't have all this great stuff. So.
If it wasn't for everybody that sacrificed before us, we would not even exist right now.
Yes, sir. That is the truth. I mean, your guests and all the people of God are preaching and teaching the truth to all creation, and it's going to save this nation, and our souls are eternal, and there's like infinite love that you all have, man. It's amazing. It just makes a country boy like feel happy and brings us all together. You know,
Forrest, anything else on your mind?
I've been driving a cab now since 1998, and 9/11 severely affected our business, and my father, an American hardworking man, put it together, and you know, with the money and everything, and people I've talked to in the cab over the years, a lot of intelligent people here in the Silicon Valley, and they're pretty much a lot of the things that they've talked about is, You all put it together and explain it in a good way and back it up with evidence. So, I mean, this infinite intelligence, man, it's awesome. And we love
y'all.
Yeah,
people together, working together is infinite intelligence, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Forrest. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Hey, Mark. Go ahead. Put him on hold. We'll go back to him. Let's talk to John in Georgia. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, longtime listener. This may sound bizarre, but I've been listening to Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh a bit lately, and they're starting to sound like you these days, especially concerning the Bush-Obama-McCain bailout, or the BOMB, as Bob Barr calls it, the BOMB.
Well, they're being forced to, and I've tuned in some and heard it myself, because their listeners are all waking up, so... It's now mainstream that we have private banks raping us.
Exactly.
I mean, listen, the cops in Dallas were smiling and waving and being friendly and talking to us and acting like we were human beings, and then we treated them like human beings. And this smiley police lieutenant looked like he was about 50 years old, you know, in the suit running things. And it wasn't an over-response, too. There's probably only 10 cops out there for, you know, 250 of us. Normally it'd be like 500 cops for 200 of us. Or something like that. I'm exaggerating. Like 100 cops for 250 of us. I was like, hey, do you know Federal Reserve's private? And he said, yeah, I sure do. And he goes, I know all about them. He was smiling at me, and so I mean, they know, and it's happening more and more, and that's what's exciting.
I just think it's a good sign that mainstream talk radio is now talking about the criminal bankers and the socialism. And I know how unlikely it would be, but I was just thinking if you could get a major talk radio host on your show, that would have a big effect.
Well, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and guys like that sold out to the dark side. They're only, I mean, it's like Glenn Beck. They saw Glenn Beck at a Fox News show basically talking like myself or Ron Paul. But notice Beck one day will say, use the military to arrest the 9/11 truthers. They're a threat. And then a month later, he's saying, there's a new world order. The bankers are taking over. They want to set up a one world currency. They engineered all this.
But I do appreciate it that Beck gave Ron Paul several hours on his show to basically have his say.
But when it mattered, when Ron Paul had a chance of winning primaries, he attacked him and said he was dangerous.
Yes, yes.
See, we're winning, and I'm always telling the liberty movement, the freedom movement, the reality movement, the people that just want to be free. You know, we're just normal people. We're not even a movement. I mean, a name is too constraining. I've always explained to people, we have to be ready to win, and we're a long way away from that, but the point is, we have the opportunity. We have the capability. We have the information. We have the truth on our side. 99% of people are going to be hurt by this new world order. So whether they're an FBI agent or a school teacher or an auto mechanic or a police officer or a firefighter, we're all in this together, and I'm not lying about any of this. So what do I have to worry about? I mean, when I say DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings, it was in hundreds of newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune. Big child kidnapping rings. I'm sorry if that sounds crazy on the AM and FM dial. I'm sorry if that sounds nuts. It's true. Somebody's got to stand up for those people, because I understand that evil doesn't stop. If you allow evil to keep growing and you ignore it, it will take over. And so it has to be resisted. We can't have a culture of corruption. And now it's all coming to a head, and we've got dire straits. We've got a very tough road to go down. But I, as bad as it gets, I am getting very excited. Listen, man, I'm walking down the street in Dallas, and because of the fried economy on Saturday and Sunday, in between the End the Fed protests downtown and the grassy knoll and our hotel that's all in about a 3-square-mile area, or I guess more than that, about 5-6-square-mile area, I mean, I had people all over walking up to me and who you know, lived in Dallas, were down there to eat dinner or down there to go to work, who were aware of all this. I mean, just that alone, that amount of feedback, it's just having an incalculable effect because of you spreading the word out there.
There's more people than ever waking up. I'm seeing it here in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's happening in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, we just have, you know, people supporting Bob Barr, a former Georgia congressman. We have, you know, there are people here with Ron Paul signs in their front yards and Chuck Baldwin signs for president in their front yards even after the election is over.
Well, good job, my friend. Good to hear from you. I appreciate that call. Is Mark back? Mark in Texas, go ahead. Okay, that's done. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. No, I appreciate hearing you. You're very, very loud. You're what we used to call back in the 70s an alarmist, but we need alarmists these days.
Well, let me hold on. $7.4 trillion in 6 weeks stolen by offshore foreign banks. Open announcements that they're going to use the U.S. Army against the American people. Bank runs all over the world. Cancer viruses in the vaccine. Fluoride in the water. I mean, what is there to... I mean, it is alarming, sir.
Definitely, it's alarming, and it's very troubling. I'm, of course, calling here from Chicago, and basically, what's going on with the Chicago Machine is somewhat like a microcosm of what you're speaking about, what's going on
well,
nationally.
Well, actually, the Chicago Machine was always a big part of Clinton's makeup in his cabinet and his White House, in his West Wing. Now, it looks like the Chicago Machine's going to make up the whole thing.
Basically, they're basically in control. In fact, I try to run for public office. I do have to say, though, that when my uncle was housing secretary, I am Tony Cisneros. I'm Henry Cisneros' nephew here in Chicago. We have a large family. We go everywhere in the Hispanic world. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that when he was housing secretary, the Mayor Daley tried to put his hand in the pension funds, and he federalized HUD, CHA with HUD, Chicago Housing, with federal housing, so that he could leave the pension funds back to the pensioners, those that deserved it. And, of course, Daley has been in a disagreement. That's why I've never gotten anywhere politically here in Chicago. And I've tried to run for public office. I've ran for Congress twice. But, nevertheless, that's not why I called you. I called you to encourage you to keep on alarming the world. One question, though, I have to ask you is that when we do get rid of the Fed, and we will eventually get rid of it, because I believe that when the people are angry enough to speak, that they will overthrow the oppressive government, as Thomas Jefferson said, and a lot of our framers of the Constitution, our forefathers said, that when people band together, there's nothing in the world that can stop them, nothing. And my question is, when we do get rid of the Fed, we do go back to the gold standard, the silver standard, and sound monetary, which has been historically the standard of currency was gold and silver, and of course precious stones and so on and so forth. But my question is, when that happens, who basically, I believe whoever owns most of the gold is basically going to be in control. And I would like to ask you, who do you think that would be? Or I mean, do we still have enough gold in our reserves, Fort Knox, and in our reserves, in our independent banks? I'm not talking about Federal Reserve.
No, it's a great question. I have, the best thing to do is to Google or go to YouTube and Google Alex Jones, the Money Masters, and I had the makers, one of them's a banker, on. They made the film The Money Masters, and they break down that they disagree with Ron Paul, and I see their points. I mean, and we should have a public debate about this, that we shouldn't go to a totally gold-backed currency because the bankers, the private banking families predominantly based in Europe, they have cornered the major supplies, the big stockpiles of gold. Going back to 1933, when they ordered our great-grandparents and grandparents to hand their gold in for paper notes back, they printed up paper money, the government did, gave it to us, and then we had to give them our gold. That was then shipped to Europe because it was illegal for Americans to own gold, and they doubled the price of gold in just 1 year. That was a huge profit for the International Crime Syndicate. A lot of monetary experts believe we can have a fiat currency controlled by the government, but educate the public about the money supply, use a money supply like Lincoln did to actually empower the people, because all money really should be is a symbol of agreed-upon exchange so that we can grease the skids and accelerate the ease of commerce. And so, whereas Ron Paul is an economist in his own right with the Austrian school, with the von Mises Institute, and I see his points and understand his arguments, he himself has said we would have to phase that in. And I tend to lean towards the model and the economic reform model put out by Richard C. Cook, who's a monetary historian and economist, and that model is similar to the model put out by the makers of the Money Masters, which, by the way, we have for sale on Infowars.com on DVD. It's 3.5 hours long, but folks can also watch it for free floating around on the web. But that's an important 3.5 hours to watch. And at the end, they have the monetary plan. And people can say, well, that's boring, monetary plans. Well, your whole life depends on it. Our whole future depends on it for the listeners. I mean, we better get control of this or it's over. But going back, you're saying Mr. Cisneros was is your father?
No, he's my third uncle.
Okay, he's your uncle. He's your uncle.
My grandfather was a Mexican revolutionary, but he was under Venustiano Carranza. He's basically the author of the Mexican Revolutionary Constitution that's in effect, that Vicente Fox was basically subjecting himself under. He was at least the last one. But anyway, he was
a revolutionary,
what you would call a land-owning conservative revolutionary, because when my grandparents came over, they did have gold pieces that were confiscated when Roosevelt passed the Gold Confiscation Act.
Oh, absolutely. That happened, and people didn't know. Why do you think they targeted Cisneros? I'm not saying he's perfect, but it's kind of like the New York governor went after the bankers, and so they shut him down. And I had heard they went after Cisneros because he didn't go along with Daley. Is that what you heard inside the family?
Basically, yes. That's what he did not want to play ball with the machine. And he appealed to Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton said, well, look, I appointed you housing secretary, not Daley. So that's when my uncle basically came in and federalized Chicago housing with HUD to protect the pension funds of the pensioners.
I know, and they're now in the media today blaming Cisneros, and I'm not defending Cisneros because you're his nephew. I mean, I'm not saying he's perfect. The point is, blaming him for what the central banks did, selling derivatives off of the loans, has nothing to do with HUD and with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's another red herring.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. My desire is to run again here in Chicago within the next major election for citywide office. I'm looking to run for city treasurer to get at least the city back on sound footing, financial footing. Of course, Miriam Santos, the last Hispanic treasurer, Daley had set her up where they eliminated her, all because she had gotten more votes than him. That was basically the root of it. Daley hates competition. He hates anybody that's going to get more votes, because that would be throwing the hint.
Nobody's going to argue with you. I mean, his dad was the mob boss of Chicago.
Thank you. And although he, yes, you're right, you're right. Very, very controlled with the mafia. Very controlled with the. And of course, behind the mafia, I think you already should know who's behind the mafia. I mean, the Sicilian mafia. I mean, come on, and this gets into the religious aspect of the religion.
No, it gets into the P2 Lodge in the Vatican.
Thank you. Amen. You just said it. Basically, that's it. All Sicilians, Italians, they're not Lutherans or Presbyterians or even Baptists. So, you know, that should give you. And that's why my concern is that if we do get back on the gold standard, the Satanic Vatican has controlled gold for the last 18 centuries. They've been collecting it. Come on. 18 centuries collecting gold. You know they're going to have some power, some say in what's going on when we do get back on the gold standard. That's why my concern is that the people have the gold, the people have the silver, the people have real estate, the people have basically hard assets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm listening to you, and I agree with you. And call back sometime, Tony. It's good to have you on board the show. Let's talk to Shauna in Florida. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I love your show. Just discovered it recently. Listen, I wanted to discuss this martial law thing, that that report that came out suggesting that we don't have the proper defenses and all that. And I wanted to offer an alternative, if I might. I was in Iraq just recently, just a few months ago, and I was serving at CENTCOM. And while I was there, I watched a transformation happen where the guarding of the posts, the guarding of the dining facilities, local national escorts, things like that that are normally handled by the U.S. military with live rounds, were handed over to a private contracting firm called EODT. They employ a bunch of non-English-speaking people, and it created a lot of havoc. And as far as I know, it has not changed. But our
they're bringing us into a mercenary force.
Exactly, and here's the deal. While I was there, this is what forced me to leave. I went as an IT professional to handle some issues at CENTCOM that they were having with their network. What forced me to leave early was they started shooting people on the base, Alex. I'm not kidding. And here's the thing.
I mean, you're saying contractors would get drunk and go out and just kill people for fun?
No, they're not allowed to drink over there.
Stay there. Well, there's been reports in the press of they come out of the green zone drunk and start blasting people. Don't hang up. Shauna, I want to hear about this when we get back. Stay with us.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Okay, Shauna in Florida. What are there, 220-something thousand contractors, last government number I saw, in Iraq, 160,000 U.S. personnel. And that's just what we know about. Okay, continue your story, please.
Okay, now, here's the deal. The EODT guys are a bunch of Ugandan mercenaries. Okay, that's who they brought in to protect our troops on the bases. The press is not allowed on the Victory Base compound, which is where Central Command is located. It is where I was. I worked in CENTCOM, steps from General Petraeus when he was there. And here's the deal. We just signed over, they're ratifying the security pact over there that President Bush signed that allows, you know, cargo shipments and aid shipments and things like that to be searched and seized, and they're going to pull everybody back to the bases in June, making them sitting duck. And here's the problem that I see, Alex. Everybody that's over there, you know, the base that I was on supported a lot of people. They have their rifle or their sidearm, depending on what they were issued, and one clip. And they're not allowed to keep their clip inside of their weapon. And the only people that are carrying, you know, weapons that are locked and loaded are the contractors that are, you know, supposed to be protecting the base.
Last
what happens
week,
when we pull these guys in June? They're sitting duck.
Well, tell me about who's getting shot on the bases.
The three that happened within a week of each other, by the way. One was a U.S. soldier, 19 years old, a private, coming out of the gym. And the official story was stray bullet from off base, which was impossible where the gym is located at
Camp
Victory.
Well, have you seen all these reports of a murdering Marine Corps and Army investigators of corruptions by the hundreds?
I wore the blood of one of the people shot. That is why I left. They pulled me onto the Perfume Palace, which is where they do their the intelligence. They debriefed me and told me what I saw. And it's not what I saw.
What's
Alex,
really going on? There's arguments between the U.S. forces and the Ugandans?
No. The Ugandans aren't even forces. They're just mercenaries that EODT hired.
Well, then who's shooting the troops and why?
Labor.
Who's killing troops on the base?
EODT. EODT.
You're saying the mercenary force is?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what. These Blackwater pigs, you know, I dealt with those guys firsthand. They would come on base, and I'm a 32-year-old Norwegian descent, you know, native Minnesotan, you know, all-American-looking girl. These guys would come on base, and I'm a professional, and they would treat me like I was the freaking entertainment, and two of them tried to force me. You know, and nobody did anything about it.
No, it's total, we see these reports, it's total lawlessness. It's a force
we
of
had
evil.
A serial rapist that attacked and raped 25 people on that, 25 women on that base in 32 days. What the hell is going on?
Evil is going on.
And they're going to, you know what, I hate to be the alarmist here, but you know what, this martial law thing? Tell me, if they have all of our troops sitting over there, you know, in a position to probably be extinguished.
That's what
in
I was going to say.
A couple of small places.
That's what I was going to say next.
Gonna, I mean, come on.
No. It's in mainstream news. They're going to use foreign, Czech Republic, Mexican, Canadian troops here. And the Canadian press reported last week that their people are being told U.S. troops
Alex,
will be used against them.
True. That's not even true, and I'll tell you why. They're going to take these security firms, because there's a hell of a lot more of them over there than you know. This stuff isn't reported. I saw it firsthand, and press is not allowed on that base.
All right, well, stay there. Stay there. I want to hear more. We're back in 1 minute. What's happening is this is all a laboratory. Iraq's a laboratory to test taking over the United States.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
General Barry McCaffrey, General Wesley Clark, and others on record. We've documented it all, put links up. Now it's at mainstream news. Have said they will use foreign troops. Now they're using Latin American death squads. I've seen in the press Pakistani troops, African troops in Iraq. They also have Blackwater and others recruiting all over the world. And they've said they plan to use them here domestically. So that's mainstream news. It's true. CBS News Today, military examining using troops in the United States. It's already been announced. They're just now putting it on CBS News, whitewashing it. And we were talking and are talking to Shauna in Florida, who just got back from Iraq. And during the last one-minute break, I wanted to get down to brass tacks with her, and I basically said, so let me guess. These guys, she said, let me tell you, before I could even ask the question, I was going to say, what you're getting at is you're prisoners on the base to them. I couldn't get the question out. She said exactly what I was about to ask without me even posing it. Tell the listeners what you just told me during the break about how you've got to show your ID to them, but then their IDs are fake names. Explain that the troops and the contractors, the Americans, are prisoners to the foreign troops. Explain that.
Okay, let's first of all declare that they are not foreign troops. Okay,
They're foreign mercenaries.
They are independent contractors.
Okay.
So they're privately paid mercenaries. Okay, let's call it what it is. But in order to enter any facility, whether it's the dining hall, the store, and in my case, the palace, because that's where I worked, and with the palace, I had to carry a second ID. Fortunately, in the palace, we had the Tonga Marines guarded the palace, but aside from that, the only people carrying live weapons were mercenaries. And,
that's right. Before they used Delta Force and others to be above the military chain of command. Now they just use foreigners. Explain what they do. Tell the listeners.
Okay. What they do is they stand guard at any facility, and they use the excuse that, you know, we could be sneaking in to bomb the DFAC, the dining facility. So you have to stand in line, show them your ID, and they verify, you know, that your military ID matches. You know, your picture matches your face, so on and so forth. And then they let you in to eat or let you into shop or whatever else. These guys don't have, they're called CAC cards, common access cards. They don't have the CAC card. I still have my CAC card, but anyway, they don't have a CAC card. What they have is a little strip across their shoulder that defines their name. Now, if you look at any military soldier, it's got their last name. These guys, it has their first name and a number. Fred 475, Emmanuel 163, whatever the case may be. And we were told that it's because their name's in whatever, Swahili or whatever, we wouldn't recognize.
And also, they claim, and this has been confirmed in the press, they claim immunity above all laws. Now, the troops are under the uniform, you know, military code.
So are the contractors.
Contractor mercenaries are above the law. And that's why there's all these videos of them shooting children for fun and all of that.
Yeah, it's shooting right on the freaking base. And
So they're literally gods and just do whatever they want.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When I was over there, I had to go through the CONUS Replacement Center at Fort Benning, Georgia, go through some training, you know, about how to handle yourself in a combat zone. It was very clearly explained to me that I was held to the same standard as the soldiers, you know, under the uniform, you know, code. And these guys are not. And I went through CRC with some of the replacement security guys when they had that Blackwater kind of backlash and everything. They brought in some additional guys. These guys are just the sickest people I have ever met. And
I spent
a week with them in Fort Benning, and then I ended up, you go to Kuwait for staging. I spent a week with them in Kuwait, where it's just lawlessness on the base in Kuwait. These guys are so scary.
Government worldwide is collapsing, and just criminality is flooding into all the departments of power. I want to hear a little bit more. Stay with us. This is key information.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global corporate controllers know what they're doing. Hitler, to get power, took the street thugs, the criminals, mercenaries, the veterans of World War I, and he formed the SA. And they stormed to power, beating people up, shooting people, attacking, intimidating, threatening phone calls, burning down shops. His domestic spy force, that's what Obama is announcing. And again, they set it up back under Clinton and Bush, expanded it. They all work on the same team. It's all staged. Now, last time I checked, $60-plus billion. That was about a year ago. We shoot another report on that and pull it back up at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. But remember, every month, billions and billions of dollars in $100 bills on giant C-130s. And they give a private to stay quiet and go along with all the corruption. about 30 grand a year. They give different grades of sergeants, hundreds of thousands. And they give the colonels, in some cases, millions. The generals, it's untold. So they want to pay off the troops. They want to pay off the officers to go along with the mercenaries and the killings of Army investigators and the killings of Marine Corps investigators. I mean, I've seen reports where you'll have 20-something investigators killed in 1 year at one base. I mean, they blow their heads off in their rooms or in the dorm and then say they killed themselves. And this is done by design, just like Delta Force and other clandestine groups all over the U.S. went into police chiefs, sheriffs, and others and said, look, we just want you to be our friend with what's coming in the future. We want to give you $100,000. And the people are like, is this a sting? Is this a setup? And they go, no. Department of Defense, National Security, just work with us in some covert training with your police. Let us do domestic operations, secret operations in your town, and we want to give you briefcases of cash. And then the police chiefs we've interviewed, it's in some of my films, Police State 2000, they say no. Then they find out fire chiefs, mayors, they are taking the money. See, we only hear about this from people that say no. And once you've taken 50 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand, they're now, oh, you want an investigation about that money you took? We want you to shut down this drug investigation. We want you to go arrest this person. You see how this works? And a lot of these police chiefs and others, they don't know what to do when there is a army colonel in their office. This is going back decades ago with a satchel of cash. And they'll give them numbers. They'll say, here's the cards. You can call the commanding general. Here's a presidential letter. Now, if you take this, I need you to sign a national security agreement not to say anything about this. And a lot of them think, well, if it's the government, it must be okay. My wife would like 100 grand. So they're everywhere. They run it all. They're all around you. Okay? And now they're going to come out in the open with army brigades on the streets. And it's just, oh, why is the army down here? I mean, I remember in 1998, people would bring me videos. You know, they'd just be down at Fiesta down in San Antonio, you know, downtown on the Riverwalk, and there'd be Army and Air Force MPs would just walk up and say, we want to check everybody's IDs. And they'd have police with them. They'd randomly do that. But they'd set up checkpoints. And then we got video of it. And then it was on the news. Oh, the Army, the Air Force police are helping. Oh, they're helping at accidents. And see, now you hear, oh, yeah, the Army brigades, they're going to help with the jaws of life get people out of crash cars. And they're going to keep you safe. And they're going to help the police. But then overall, oh, they're going to fight terrorism. And they're going to take your ranches, your farms, your car dealerships, your restaurants. I mean, this is just old-fashioned hardcore criminality. And see, they want this devil-doggish group of paid-off mercs. Even the military are mercs now. You know, the combat units are the ones getting paid off, and supply units, and people that are in key infrastructure. But anyways, finishing up, because I want to get to everybody else, Shauna, you should anonymously write up an article with the basics and post it on PrisonPlanet.com forum. You should go there, and or if you want to go totally public, do that. But this stuff's all been in the news. What you're telling me has been in the news in triplicate, and they just whitewash it. So the Iraq theater is about corrupting our troops, about training them to accept Bolivian and Paraguayan and Colombian mercenaries from the death squads in the 80s. It's about the acceptance of Ugandan troops and South African troops and Pakistani troops. And you mentioned, Marines, from other countries. It's all about just changing the culture. They're moving everything to drones, pilotless aircraft, pilotless tanks. They are moving everything to what small groups can control. And yes, I am aware that Blackwater and a lot of other groups, they end up being above the rest of the troops. They end up running the security. The foreign merc groups, it's now Blackwater worldwide, no longer U.S., but I mean, it's even more overt with the Pakistanis and the Africans. It's like for at least 30 years, one Israeli company guards all the nukes at the United States in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force and the Navy. They guard the nukes. See, everything's being taken out of U.S. hands. Panama Canal given to China. China, I saw reports last week, taking over all the ports they didn't control. You know, Arabs taking over ports. The son of the Chinese president running a U.S. port. That's how the globalists get control. They move their people in slow motion, creeping death. You understand? I want to bring Shauna back up. Shauna, you still there?
I am. And thanks for continuing to listen, because I've been sitting on this without with a lot of fear. You know, I did see several suicides, and while I was there, you know, and I saw so many things, and the day that I left, you know, I hate to admit this, but I had someone fake a Red Cross message to me so that I could get out under emergency circumstances. Because I was very fearful that something was going to happen to me after what I had seen.
Now, were these suicides suspicious?
They were very suspicious. And I also want to mention one more thing that I think is really important to note now that we're going to, you know, have all of our guys combined to their bases, or confined. While I was there, you know, there's a CRAM program going on over there where they try to intercept mortar shells and rockets that are incoming. I saw a lot of mortars and a lot of rockets.
Yeah, that's a radar system that triangulates.
Right, and it also fires, you know, a shoot down, you know, anti-trajectory thing. But anyway, I'm not a weapons person, so I don't get it, but I did see it in action. Not very effective. But there was one day when the CRAM guys were there, and they were there to shake hands with General Petraeus in the palace. That particular night, the CRAM that was close to my quarters was taken down for maintenance. And we received the largest number of incoming that we ever did on that base. Now, how is that possible that if these guys are there for maintenance, that we're taking all this incoming?
Let me tell you what happened. Have you seen my film Terror Storm?
Yes, I actually watched it last night. Thank you for making that available.
Sure. Did you see how they keep catching Israeli and British and U.S. mercenaries, but regular SAS as well, regular British troops, mm-hmm. dressed up with fake beards, attacking U.S.
Yes,
troops?
And what kills me...
Well, no, listen, this is what they do. There was never really a real war, okay? I mean, there's a few, quote, insurgents and people fighting, but that's how they do it. They say, oh, we can't leave because thousands are dying, you know, Iraqis a day, hundreds of U.S. troops a month. We have to fix it. And then mm-hmm. now they say, oh, see, we had the victory. We did fix it. No, they just cut back. And, I mean, this is confirmed in mainstream news. No, they just have mercenaries. Most of the kills have been our troops being killed by the Mercs.
I know. And you know what kills me is, see, now, I volunteered some time with the mortuary chaplain.
But see, that's the same thing. It's like they
have
bodies.
I saw bodies. I saw what the hell's going on over there. And while this is, you know, some of it's hitting the mainstream news, newspapers and any reporters are not allowed on this base, Alex.
Because it's so evil, no one could ever believe that they're actually doing this. But
I sound like a psycho when I see these things out loud, because I think, God, this can't possibly be true.
They've caught Israeli troops, British troops, and mercenaries attacking the Marines and the Army over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. They've caught them. It's admitted.
Look, I know.
I didn't even get to this. I didn't even get to this. In Kosovo, even the people the CIA brought in now want them out. So what did they do? They had the German troops, German intelligence, dress up like Serbs, and they had them over the weekend. This is Reuters, by the way. This is caught. They were caught. Because, see, now people are learning about this. The other UN troops caught them attacking the UN base, and they shot them up and wounded some and caught them. Rocket attacking, hand grenading, bombing NATO and UN bases. Now, why are they doing that? It took a day or two for that to come out that the German intelligence had staged that for NATO. But see, the NATO people on the NATO base don't know they're being attacked by their own people, so they could beef up troops to have a new crackdown in Kosovo. See, that's how it works. Why did one group of Denver cops dress up and attack other cops? And then we found out because the cops blew the whistle. They said, I don't appreciate the fact that cops came in here dressed up and attacked us. They didn't tell the cops they were attacking. That was Denver Post. See, everything is run like this. They're testing this. They're testing it, Shauna.
Yes.
And imagine knowing this all these years and people don't believe me. Imagine knowing the government isn't a government. It is a psycho group run by top psych warfare experts. and they're so smart, and they're so crazy, and they're so wicked, and they're so gung-ho. I mean, they are just, I mean, you talked about being around these mercs. You said they were so horrible. How were they?
They were awful. They were the scariest people I have ever come in contact with. You know, and I didn't believe that human beings could behave that way outside of a Hollywood film.
Well, as bad as what you saw, Halliburton and DynCorp out of Iraq, out of Eastern Europe, hundreds of thousands of women and children a year. That's mainstream headlines. Chicago Tribune, Reuters, all of it.
You know what else needs to be pointed out here, and I think that this is something that other people just don't freaking know, Alex, is that KBR, who I hate, also, they have nothing but slave labor. They have Indians and Filipinos that they import for and pay them no money.
Now listen, a lot of those people were kidnapped. No, that was in the news. Now, hold on. I know we've got other callers. This is important. You saw slaves. I want to hear about this.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
You know, they're proposing having military all over the streets of the United States to deal with terrorists and for domestic uprisings. And they're saying, oh, it's a new report out. We've never prepared for this, and we're not safe because of Katrina, which they, quote, you know, stood down on purpose so they could then claim this, as I said they would. We need unlimited power, not just the trillion for the current defense budget, but another trillion for the domestic spy force and the rest of it. I mean, it's just unspeakable. I want to go to Janice and Matt and Joe and a few others here, but finishing up, Shauna. You were talking about slave labor. I don't know if you're talking about slave wages, but in the case of Halliburton, it's admitted, they actually bring kidnapped people into out of Iraq and other countries to other nations where they run things like brick smelting facilities, metal smelting, and it says they are prisoners, literally just grabbed up. See, slavery's all still legal, folks. They just call it something else. Just like they catch you smoking marijuana, you become a slave for 5 years, you know, in a prison camp working. Building license plates or doing telemarketing. Go ahead and finish up, though.
Okay, you have to hear this because you can't make this shit up. That's the thing that's crazy.
Ma'am, I'm going to let you. Please watch the language.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just freaking out. What happens is the Indian and Filipino people are recruited by some third party out of their country for this great job opportunity. They are charged a $5,000 fee, okay, in order to, you know, process and whatever and get the job. Basically, it's a bribe.
Yeah, that's like the women in Russia. They say you're going to be a model and they kidnap them.
Right. And what they do is they bring them over and they work them 16 hours a day in the laundry and the kitchen, you know, cleaning the porta potties, whatever they're doing. And it's all happening right in front of the eyes of every American that's over there.
And then meanwhile, there's hardened Ugandan troops swaggering around with machine guns. And then you're not allowed to be on. Now, how are they treating you?
The Ugandans?
Yes.
Ugandans, well, they treated me like the entertainment. I'm a blonde, blue-eyed woman. So, I mean, I was exotic to them. They were very, they searched me, even though I didn't profile, which I thought was very odd. They just used it as an opportunity to molest me. But, the thing about the third country nationals, the Filipinos and the Indians, mm-hmm. is that they're paid a wage of about $400 a month. But then they're charged rent, and they have to buy their own food.
Yeah, it's sharecropping, and then they can never even afford to get out of the base or leave.
Exactly. And they sign, like, you know, ridiculous length contracts, like 12 years. You know, just, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then these people don't have enough money for soap. And what I used to have to do was, because they put them in their own separate camps. They have an Indian camp, they have a Filipino camp, and, you know, we'd find, you know, Indians dead in the lake all the time. They'd get murdered. But the thing is what I would do is I would take all the excess soap and toothpaste and stuff from the care packages that nobody wanted and bring them out to these camps because these slaves are out there with nothing. And I mean nothing. Working 16 hours a day cleaning porta potties.
Well, that's only one level. They take the Iraqi men as slaves to other third world nations, and they are physically slaves. No judge,
well, I know.
No jury.
And anyone who does an uprising, do you know how many mass graves were uncovered when I was there? I mean, I never saw it. Anywhere on the news, they filtered our access over there, you know. But, you know, I had access to some other stuff, some other news sources within the military because of my clearance. And these mass graves, you know, I mean, thousands of people found. I mean, come on.
There's over 1.5 million Iraqis dead since the liberation. Listen, I want you to call back again, but you should write down what you witnessed and what you saw in an article at PrisonPlanet.com. Will you promise to do that?
I will.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
you so much, and call back again. And then I would tell the great folks over at the PrisonPlanet.com forum, the great researchers, everything she's saying has independently been in the news, leaked out here, leaked out there. Under her article, post, or go ahead and create a section now, all the other articles with the videos of them shooting families for fun and laughing, playing Elvis music, the mercenaries, or running over people's cars with tanks, the troops, and laughing as the family cries. and bombing the sheep, you know, put all those videos up, but also put up all of the Chicago Tribune articles about physical slaves, sex slaves, post the articles about the mercenaries, the Latin American death squads, because that's an important section, and then we'll put a link to it on the main page of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the next few days. But Shauna, don't screw around on that. Get that done. Absolutely. All right, I'll come back, take a few final calls, and a few final news stories, and I'm going to play part of this Ron Paul speech, and then Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 25th day of November 2008. People say, man, how do you handle this so calmly? Well, I don't. That's why I blow up and scream a lot. It freaks me out. But overall, I mean, I just have to commit to fighting it. I mean, it's pure evil, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
I just got time to talk to Janice. I'm sorry to Tom, Joe, Matt, Scott, because I want to play this most of this 30-minute Ron Paul speech before Dr. Corsi joins us. Before I go to Janice,
Jesus,
everything that lady was saying earlier,
someone
I have separately already seen in the news. It's just never made to be a big issue. I mean, unbelievable stuff. You can't even imagine this would go on until you learn about it. It's so horrible. And it is a culture of evil by design with the social engineers, the behavioral psychologists, designing all of this. And they're bringing these troops back. 3, 4, 5 tours, totally brain dead, totally psychopathic. Or they break down and commit suicide. But some of them like it. They're going to be cops. They're going to use mercenaries in America, foreign troops. There's no end. They're not joking around. They're going to take everything we've got. They're going to bankrupt the economy. And we've got a fight ahead of us. And you want to know who runs our government? Look at what they've done in Iraq and Serbia. Again, I should have talked about it all day long. It's up on prisonplanet.com, Infowars.net. Steve Watson did an article on it today. Very important. I should talk the whole show about that. But it's every day now. The Germans attacking NATO UN bases in Kosovo to blame it on the Serbs, on the Kosovans, as an excuse to bring in more control. Oh, we're being bombed. We need more troops. I mean, folks, it's so bankrupt. I hope you'll go to prisonplanet.tv and get 5 months free. Share your passcode with folks to it. Download the films. Burn them to disk. Get them out to people. Folks are really waking up now. They're really listening right now. Please get a prisonplanet.tv membership, and your purchase also makes this show possible. Check out the five-month free deal. And don't forget, Ted Anderson's also offering gold he bought at $710 an ounce or lower a week plus later when gold's over $815 today. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was actually up to $830. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of those coins. They're going quick at that price, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I won't be able to keep you on for 30 minutes, Janice, like I did Sean. I had to hear that story, but go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been researching all about the end game and the RFID, the conspiracy to implant people with the RFID chip.
It's public. The government and now Microsoft wants to microchip everybody. Yeah, it's really happening.
Oh, yeah. And so what I figured I would try to do as a 13th generation American who wants freedom on the streets of America is I figured that what I would try to do is I would try to fight the mandatory helmet law in North Carolina on an unconstitutional basis. And you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to just try to overturn.
Well, it was beaten in Texas, and I'm not saying it's. I mean, people do deserve freedom, and I understand why people fought it and beat it. I just think there's things a lot more hardcore than that. But I understand the state. I mean, once you agree they can make you wear a helmet, well, then, we'll put a camera in your car to make sure you're behaving yourself or in your home. They're now proposing that, so there is no end. And standing up itself is victory. Resistance is victory, so I salute you.
Exactly. So I mean, it's taking me 2 years of solid work just to try to get the government to recognize that they should not be attaching a device to people's heads without their permission. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. And the same thing is going to happen with the implant of the RFID.
Yeah, they're going to say it's for your safety so we know where you are when you're hurt. They're already trying to make it with old people or prisoners. I got to jump, but it's a great point you make because I want to air as much of this Ron Paul as we can. We'll air Ron Paul till the 8 after most of the speech. The rest of it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go watch it from the In the Fed demonstration. Went on 38 cities. I was in Dallas with the great folks there. Ron Paul was in Houston. And I was there in Dallas with Ron Paul's younger brother, Wayne Paul. So that was wonderful. And it was great seeing all of you up there and just wonderful seeing you stand up against evil. And everybody out there, I mean, the evil's growing, folks. That's what happens historically. You don't stand up and fight it. You rationalize. You say the government's good. Everything's fine. Let the government grow. Give up our liberties. You end up absolute slaves. We have all this liberty and all this wealth because we had forefathers that wouldn't lay down and be slaves. Doesn't mean they were perfect. But the point is, it was better than any other nation. We're losing all our basic freedoms. And the people running things are just completely psychopathic. Here is Ron Paul in Houston on Saturday. And then Dr. Corsi is coming up. Please stay with us. We'll be back after the Ron Paul.
But it is a great event. And I understand that there are a lot of events like this throughout the country. And this should be very significant. We won't be on the evening news tonight. I'm quite sure of that around the country. But we are on the evening news every single night, every single day. And we're on the minds of the people every single day because there is a crisis in this country. One of, if not worse than the crisis of the Depression of '30s, and that's on endlessly. And we know who caused it. It was the Federal Reserve that gave us all this trouble. Concerning and interest about monetary policy comes and goes. When things are in the boom phase of a cycle, everybody loves it. And they ignore it and they don't care because they're getting a free ride. And we've had an especially good free ride for decades now because we've had a system that was devised where the dollar could act as if it were gold. This has occurred since 1971. Absolutely beneficial to us because we were printing the world gold, in essence. So they were willing to take our dollars. We knew they were building this huge financial bubble, and we knew it would come to an end. So now, the economic crisis is the top agenda in the whole country, but our job is to make sure the people come to the full realization and understanding of the relationship of who controls the money and why we have the economic crisis. And that is what the job is of campaigns and organizations and rallies like this. So I compliment you for coming and joining in and understanding this issue. When the Bretton Woods Agreement broke down on August 15, 1971, which was a Sunday, it brought about loud cheers in the marketplace. Stock market soared. Nixon closed the gold window, put on wage and price controls, and he raised taxes. The business community loved it. Until a few days later, they realized it was a disaster. The 1970s turned out to be terrible. Inflation and recession. But it brought about a new economic system. And since that time, we have been able to spend beyond our means, live beyond our means, print money beyond our means, and all live much better than we really have been had earned. So we were living beyond our means. So the country benefited, and we had it on the surface had an appearance of great wealth. But it was doomed to fail, and that is what the announcement has been in this past year, is the failure of the dollar reserve standard that was set up in August of 1971. It has ended. The only question that is to be answered right now is what is it going to be replaced with? And believe me, they're working very hard to devise a new system. And they're talking about an international fiat currency paper system with the loss of U.S. sovereignty in total. And our goal has to be not only to restore the integrity of our money and our dollar and our Constitution, we have to stop this move toward one world government and a one world currency. Periodically, the money issue soars to the forefront. It's there right now today. But there's a lot of work and a lot of danger because if we don't win, we lose our liberties and we further lose our Constitution. But at the time of the Constitutional Convention, this was one of the key issues, was the monetary issue. They had gone through runaway inflation with the continental dollar. So that is why the founders knew and understood that they had to put prohibitions in the Constitution. They said no emitting of bills of credit, no paper money, only gold and silver as legal tender, and no authority for a central bank. And, of course, this hard money people won that argument. The Constitution was written in such a way that we knew that gold and silver were to be legal tender and no central bank. But immediately after that, the Federalists changed it all, established a national bank. The big argument between the Jeffersonians and the Hamiltonians started right off the bat, because historically, throughout all history, there's always been a fight over who can control the money. So what we're facing today is not brand new. It is the power of government that wants to control the money because it can control the people. The freer the country, the more likely it is that you will have a sound currency with no national control of the currency whatsoever. But that didn't last long. Of course, we do know that when Jefferson had the chance to deal with the First National Bank, what did Jefferson do? He got rid of the National Bank. Yeah. only for the second national bank to be established. And along came another hard money man who said that he didn't like the bankers and he didn't like government power designed and worked around the monetary issue. So who came along to get rid of the second national bank? That was Andrew Jackson. And he got rid of it. But lo and behold, in 1913, the American people complacent and the Congress complacent in it went along and said, oh, no, we have to have a national bank once again. So the Federal Reserve System was set up. And so we've been struggling. We've been struggling since 1913. There was a linkage to gold up until 1971. But the erosion continued, and now we're seeing the erosion of our prosperity. But we have now seeing, which is our to our benefit, it is written on the wall, it is the end of this system that we have today. They cannot patch it up. They can't put it back together again. They know it, and we know it. The only argument is, what is it going to be replaced with? The other day, Bernanke was before the banking committee, and I asked him... I asked him explicitly, because he had just been in Europe, whether he had talked to the other central bankers and made any plan whatsoever for an international reserve currency. He said no. But you know, he's on the side of the law, not on the side of the Constitution.
Right.
But the law is written that he has no obligation to tell us anything of what he does. Monetary policy, any kind of conversations with other central bankers, the law explicitly says he does not have to reveal anything that he does. So I pressed him a little bit further and I said, does the subject of gold ever come up? And he said no, and then he quickly corrected himself because he wouldn't, because he really wanted to destroy the idea, the concept that we might someday move in the direction of having a commodity standard. So he quickly said, oh yeah, it comes up when we talk about selling gold. But what he's saying there is very, very important. He admitted that the central banks do get together, they do talk, and they do dump gold for a very precise reason. They do that to pretend that the dollar is still more valuable than it really is. In the 1960s, up until 71, Nixon and Republicans and Democrats alike, because the law said the dollar, after Bretton Woods established in 44, the dollar was as good as gold at $35 an ounce. So foreigners started coming in. They knew we had printed all this money, and they got sending the dollars back. And we had given away 500 ounces of gold at $35 an ounce, so we were running out of gold because we had abused the system, and that's why that had to come to an end. But in a way, they were giving away this gold at this artificially low price to try to prove the dollar was really strong. Well, that broke down, and the dollar was devalued, and we had all the inflation that came. But they've done this now in the last 10 or 15 years, I'm convinced, because they do admit it. Central banks in the West, especially, have been dumping gold to artificially lower the price of gold in order to artificially pretend the dollar is of great value. And they're still doing it. But they're running out of time and they're running out of gold because the gold is getting into the hands of the economic powers who are stronger. And those are the ones who have been working hard, saving money, loaning the money back to up, and are ready to buy up America if we continue to do this. So the Asian banks are buying the gold. The Europeans and the Americans and others are dumping gold. So the other nations, including Muslim nations, even before the bank committee, I did point out to Bernanke that the Iranians have just bought $75 billion worth of gold and put it in reserves. So it is a contest. There's no doubt there is a contest between sound money and hard money, and that is such an important issue. To me, the money issue has been key. In 1971, interested in politics and ran for office in the 1970s, The general issue, of course, was personal liberty and national sovereignty in our Constitution, but the specific issue was monetary policy, what they were doing to the money, because those who love big government, they love and must control the money, because if governments were ever required to pay the bills as they spent the money, the people would rise up and object. So it is the most deceitful tax that you can have. The income tax is horrible, but the tax on the tax through inflation is even more deceptive. But politicians and proponents of big government loved inflation because they have more control. They can delay the payment. They can hide the victims until finally, you know, the whole thing falls apart. And who does it serve? Who would want this? Well, people who like war. People who want to pay for war. You know, if we had to pay every single day for all the money we spend on the wars that don't need to be fought, we'd end it. So I would say if you're anti-war and pro-liberty, we have to get rid of the Fed so they quit fighting these wars. Likewise, others like the monetary system where you inflate the currency when you can't tax anymore and you can't borrow anymore. What they do, of course, is print the money. So they love welfare. Everybody loves welfare. Who wants the welfare? So there's all these special interests in the politicians just accommodate. And they don't have to be responsible and balance the budget at all. But eventually, though, of course, it causes all these great problems. But there's quite a few good reasons why we should afford, oppose a monetary system like this. One, it's very clearly written in our Constitution. So if we believe in the rule of law, that should be enough. So if we had more men and women of integrity in our government that would just stand up and take their oath of office seriously, this whole mess would be ended. It wouldn't even happen. For moral reasons, and that's a pretty good reason, there are even strong admonitions in the Bible about honesty and weights and measures, that you're not supposed to cheat your fellow man and by dishonest weights. And that is what the inflationary system is. In the old days, they clipped the coins or diluted the metals. Today, we just allow governments to print the money or create it in a computer. That is immoral. That is immoral, and it's equivalent to counterfeit. If you or I counterfeit, we rightfully are taken to jail and prosecuted for it.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The louder they get away with it, they become the legal counterfeiters defying morality and the Constitution. And it's time we stood up to them and said, this is an immoral, illegal, unconstitutional act, and we won't have any more of it. But above all, what this does, It really is destructive to our personal liberties. If we allow big government to grow in this sinister way, the real threat, there's economic threats, and there's war threats, and there's all these problems. But the real threat is that the more power those individuals have to create money out of thin air and create big government. Big government is the opposite of individual liberty. So the bigger the government gets, the more control they have on money, the less freedom we have. And just look at what's happened, even in the last 10 or 15 years, what has been happening. Our personal liberties, our personal privacy are being diminished. The right of habeas corpus has been undermined. The whole idea of the Patriot Act, these bills and laws should be repealed, not enhanced. But right now we're facing the economic consequences, and this will get the attention of the people. And like I said, the real task is relating the problems we have today to the powers of the Federal Reserve System and why we have to have the proper changes. When governments inflate a currency, there's always a boom. People do benefit, people do feel better, and sometimes the boom can last longer than other times. The longer it lasts, the bigger the bust. And since 1971, we've had some various recessions, and some have been more serious than others, but not tremendously so, because they quickly came back in, inflated the currency, spent the money, run up the deficits, keep the wars going on, and on the surface, it looked like it was doing pretty well. At the same time, the bubble was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we were becoming more dependent on borrowing from overseas. And now we got to the point where that has all come to an end. This system is on its last legs. We will not go back to the old bubble in the stock market, the old bubble in the housing market. That has all ended, and now we have to do something about it. So what are they doing in Washington? Everything they're doing so far is absolutely opposite of what they should be doing. Right now, the attitude in Washington is everybody gets a bailout and then pretend that they're being cautious about it. But right now, we in the Congress and the people don't even know how much is being spent. Right, you know, you've heard about the lawsuit by Bloomberg. They have filed a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve under the Freedom of Information Act saying, look, we understand you've created $2 trillion. And we want to know who got the money and who got the benefits. But they're not going to get the information because, like I said, the Federal Reserve is protected. They don't have to give that information. $2 trillion, and even I, on the Banking Committee, on Domestic Monetary Policy Subcommittee, I have no access to this information. I can't attend the Open Market Committee meetings where all this policy is designed. And this is the problem that we have. It is so out of control. So Congress comes along and they appropriate $700 billion. They get the first half of it, $350. They give it to the Secretary of the Treasury. He starts buying up worthless assets, and then he wonders why nobody wants it. Nobody wants them other than the taxpayers getting stuck with them because they are worthless. So we take more money, we inflate the currency to buy up worthless assets that are worthless because of the monetary system. So all the things that we're doing were the cause of the problem. We spend too much, We inflate too much. We have too much debt. And now, what are we doing to try to bail everybody out? We spend more, we inflate more, and we borrow more, and it goes on endlessly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So the confidence will finally be lost, and we will be threatened, because there are some who believe, and I am greatly concerned, that when the problems get bad, see, I don't think the problems are that bad. One thing it leads to is there's going to be a certain group of people that won't agree with you. You might agree that you have responsibility for yourselves and assume it. What you'd like to do is get the government out of the way, let you keep what you earn, and let the government just forget about taxing and get rid of the income tax and all their onerous regulations. But there are a lot out there still, and we just wonder where the numbers come down and on that believe that we owe them a living. The people who have something owe that something else to those who can't, who don't have something, or don't work, or can't work, or whatever. And that the government's role is to redistribute the wealth. Well, that worked too for a while, because there was a lot of wealth, or at least it looked like we had a lot of wealth. But now, can you think of how many trillions and trillions of dollars of this paper wealth has been wiped off the books in the last 6 months? Everybody is probably it's been involved. They've lost wealth. So now, does that mean, will they automatically look to us for the answers? Not likely, because they're going to do what they've been doing, saying, you owe it to us. We deserve it. We have a right to it. And their idea of rights are a lot different than ours. We believe, of course, that we have a right to our life, we have a right to our liberty, and we have a right to keep that which we earn. Yeah. Others believe they have a right to your wealth, they have a right to a job, they have a right to free medical care, and they have a right to education. Those aren't rights, those are demands. So as this evolves and the country keeps getting poorer and the demands grow, I can foresee a time where people aren't going to be satisfied and we would end up with some violence. This should be our goal, is to avoid that. It is only through understanding that avoid that. It is only through understanding that we can avoid that and correct our problems. Before the 1930s, we had recessions because there was a lot of abuse. Even when we had gold, there was abuse of the gold standard. So we would have inflations and recessions and depressions. But the one rule was the government was to keep their hands out of the recovery phase.
The last depression that we had before the Great Depression was 1921. It was 1 year. It hardly even makes the history books. But it was real sharp, very severe. It was a consequence of the inflation of 1917 and 1918 for World War I. But they kept their hands off. But with, as soon as the crash of 29 came in, hit, Hoover and Roosevelt just said, well, we have to do something. So the mentality had changed, and that is what gave the prolongation of the Depression. So today, we're right there where we are again. Unfortunately, so far, we're making the same very bad mistakes that we made in the 1930s, and this is going to be prolonged and very serious. Unless we win the intellectual argument that we're talking about here today, individual liberty, morality and money, the Constitution, responsibility for ourselves, what freedom really means. If we win that, and we could eliminate all this pressure to perpetuate a deeply flawed system, if we win, this could be over in a year. The big problem is can you imagine how the people respond generally who want more stuff to say, oh, what is the answer to the recession and the problem we have today? For the government to do nothing, just get out of the way is what we need to do. Doing nothing has a very positive spin to it. Doing nothing means we're not going to tax you, and we're not going to regulate you. We're not going to tell you what to do with your life, and we're not going to tell you.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones throughout the
this hour and the next hour. For the next 52 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. And Professor Michelle Chasadosky joins us to talk about how the bailout is a private looting or a heist. And the documents that cover all that, former head of the Treasury, head of policy, Dr. Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, talked about how it was a heist on Friday. But none of that matters now. The police state, none of it matters because Obama's in there. And the whole agenda of the New World Order is continuing on. And I've never seen any American leader worshipped like this. The last person in the Western world I saw being called the one to change the world, the leader, by major publications, was Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was talked about in Europe and the U.S. like this, like he was some type of rock star. A lot of Americans don't know that. You've only heard the bad stuff about Hitler, but before the war in 1939, when he went into Czechoslovakia and then into the Rhineland, Sudetenland, Danzig, places like that, he was the savior. He was the guy. He had all the answers. You know, he had the Olympics in 36. He drew the designs for the Olympics, the torch, the rings. He was the one. Anytime you see that historically, that lets you know the system is planning some bad stuff with this person. They are going to bring in the police state, North American Union, carbon taxes, everything under him, and police, military, FBI, all of you have a choice to make. Are you with the American people and liberty or with the New World Order? And a lot of you through fear are going to go along with this. And I, in the end of this, when we fall like Germany or however it's going to happen, just remember you were warned and we could have said no to this. Dr. Corsi, of course, wrote the book that helped defeat Kerry. And then he was no big fan of McCain. He wrote the book Abomination that I found to be very accurate. They didn't attack him on that. They attacked him on interviews he'd done or things he'd said or for coming on this radio show and saying, you know, that we needed to look at the collapse of the towers. She said, just look at it. So that became a big international issue, this show. And we interviewed him out in Denver, but not since then. And so, of course, he's an expert on the NAU, on the carbon tax, on all of this in together with Barack Obama. So I wanted to get him on today to talk about what's happened during the campaign, what happened in Kenya. He's been pretty sick. He got real ill in Kenya. He's still ill right now. And we're not going to spend too much time on that, but he's just now able to do interviews a lot again. Dr. Corsi, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be back with you. I've had arthritis in my spine and a really kind of chronic arthritis, and it just flared up in Kenya. I could barely walk. Then I went to Hawaii, did more research. I mean, I've been really struggling for the last month, but still researching and getting the stories out, so I'll be hopefully able to get the meds in me and take some rest now that the election's over, except the stories continue. At least I don't think there's going to be much rest for a while.
Well, let's talk about, briefly, your experience in the campaign, the way the media handled it, the way they gave kid gloves for him, but then would even make stuff, not that I'm defending her, but make stuff up about Palin and others. And then let's talk about now where we're going in the future. We exposed last week that on his website, last Thursday, change.gov, that he said compulsory national service for old people, young people, little kids. And they took that down over the weekend, and now big neo-lib websites are saying we are liars. That was never on his site. So cult-like devotion and denial.
Well, I think, you know, certainly what I suffered, what I went through, if you criticized Obama, you're in for, severe attacks from the Obama campaign. The Obama is not open to the type of normal criticism that most political candidates expect. I mean, look at Sarah Palin and the attacks that they went, all the attacks on Sarah Palin or Joe the Plumber. I mean, you know, being for writing a book, they wrote a 40-page unfit for publication, you know, saying my book was full of lies and inaccuracies. Actually, there were very, very minor issues, you know, easily corrected in a second printing in my book.
And then they used data mining with the government to pull up everything on Joe the Plumber and then twist that. But that's okay. That's loving and sweet.
And they also, you know, they did. I wrote a 60-page rebuttal, a rejoinder to this unfit for publication that I published in World Net Daily. And, of course, the Obama campaign totally ignored by responses. So it's an entirely one-way attack. And the Obama campaign seems to be totally, you know, totally unable to take criticism. It's going to be, I think, if they continue this way, it's going to be worse than Nixon's enemies or, you know, the inability of a campaign or a presidency to engage in what's normal give and take of policy criticism.
Well, that's like Rahm Emanuel when he was Clinton's head guy in 96, screaming, die, die, as he said the name, stabbing the table at a dinner they were having, foaming at the mouth. They're now saying, Chuckie Schumer and all of them are saying, yes, they're coming after talk radio, everybody's free speech, and all these mainline liberals who were against George Bush and his police state, they're suddenly saying, yes, yes, ban all the shows, ban them, get rid of free speech, it's good.
Well, I think we're going to have certainly a first round here where free speech will have to be defended, because if the fairness doctrine gets reinstituted and there's an attempt made, which I think there will be, to shut down talk radio, you're going to see that the American people, again, are denied an opportunity to get the truth. Certainly, I mean, now you've got the Washington Post openly saying that they were biased in favor of Obama. That was obvious. Certainly the New York Times, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, they were all biased in favor of Obama. It was very hard for anybody, for any of us, to get research out there that was accurate, was well-defined, and deserved comment and criticism. Certainly now we're going to find that, you know, a lot of the stories we developed at the time were true. Reverend Wright, I'm sure, will write another book. You've got Rezko in prison. Rezko, I'm sure, to save himself, he's already turning state's evidence against the governor. I'm sure he'll also turn state's evidence against Obama. But it's only beginning, and Obama's not able to handle the kind of criticism that most presidents expect as part of the job.
Well, we saw that with Clinton, that they really had an enemies list and really would sick the IRS on people. I mean, I know people personally who are authors who would mildly criticize them and have the government come after them. And we've seen that same inner group of the Clintonistas come in. But let's talk about Obama's policy, because, you know, you're an economic guy. You've got a degree in that. And, you know, you've worked for some big firms. Obama was the big cheerleader when McCain said, hey, maybe we should look at this bailout. He came out and said, how dare you, McCain? We've got to give them unlimited power. And then the banks kept the money and said they're going to use it for bonuses and to acquire other healthy institutions. I mean, that's now even in the New York Times. We've got Obama for an NAU. We've got him now saying he's for more trade deals. We've got him openly saying youth brigades and million-man Stasi forces. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. And then there's literally hundreds of editorial cartoons out in the last week showing him putting the Constitution back together, taping it, gluing it back together, taking it back from George Bush, that he's going to give us all our liberties back. And meanwhile, he's actually saying take more.
Well, what I'm saying here, and if you take a look, I'm writing now this Red Alert. If you go to redalert.wnd for WorldNet Daily, redalert.wnd.com, every week I've got a economics newsletter now that I'm publishing. And the current one, you'll see also the lead story on WorldNet Daily's front page. I'm saying that the stock market is headed now to the next low, which is 6,000. I mean, right now, we're trading, the stock market, and as we're talking, stock market's down about 77 points, and is trading at about, 88, 86. On the day of the election, the stock market was, you know, over 9,500. There was enthusiasm at the time that McCain might be winning, and the stock market was doing well. Stock market's, you know, dived about 1,000 points since Obama's been elected. And I'm saying, and people should listen to this very seriously, I'm saying that, you know, the next low in the stock market is 6,000, which means, you know, we're standing here to lose 2,800 points on the stock market. It's a huge amount of money out of the economy.
$5 trillion.
out of 401ks, out of people's ability to really earn a living. I mean, if the stock market hits 6,000, which I'm saying it will, this is going to be an economic crisis that will be equivalent to starting to enter the Great Depression.
Well, Dr. Corsi, that's my point. You've got all these Kool-Aid drinkers who literally, I mean, they're on TV saying, the world has changed, I don't have to work anymore, I'll never have problems again. I mean, they actually believe this guy's the Messiah. I mean, even if he was a good guy, he couldn't change or fix any of this. What are they going to do as all he offers is giant million-man domestic spy forces and compulsory drafts for our children?
Well, I think, first of all, the key issue with any new president, with any president at all, is they're going to be judged on results. So Obama can say whatever he wants. People can now cheerlead. They can say these are brilliant moves. These are, you know, if they love what Obama does, they can say how wonderful it is. But it's going to get judged on results. And the stock market, which today is now down 79 points, you know, the stock market's heads towards another triple-digit loss. This will have been the third triple-digit loss since Obama was elected, you know, but he's now president-elect. Since last Tuesday, all the stock market has done is headed south. That's reality. We can cheerlead all we want, but the reality is what he's going to be judged on.
Dr. Corsi, stay there. Quick break. We're going to come back and get in any facets you want to cover dealing with Obama. But, I mean, I got the news here. They're coming after the guns, everything. I mean, what do we do? How do we stop?
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, he's the author of Abomination. Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, while we've got you, I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment for you. I mean, I came out and said, look, he's for the same policies as John McCain. He's for the corporate looting. He's for more wars. He's for warrantless spying on the American people, which is just completely widespread. The government's now had to admit that. I mean, they're totally bankrupt. And then the people just email me going, ha ha, you lost, you're just mad. And I've never seen such cult-like following or such mainstream media kneeling before a president. I mean, you heard my Hitler quote earlier, but I mean, I'm not joking, Dr. Corsi. This is getting worse than I even thought it originally would be.
I think it's going to continue to get worse. Look, Alex, when I was in Kenya, I went to Kenya. I was there for a week. I was researching. When I got called over saying that, you know, my chapter 4 in the Abomination is all about how Obama has supported this radical politician, Odinga, Raila Odinga, who is a communist, basically extreme socialist or a communist. His father was an outright communist. And Odinga signed an agreement to expand Sharia law, Islamic law, if the Muslims voted for him in Kenya. Kenya's about 85% Christian right now. And also, when Odinga lost the election in December, we're just talking about December 27th last year, just a few months ago, Odinga asked for his loyal tribesmen to go out and protest. They protested. They killed 1,000 of the Kikuyu tribe. They destroyed about 800 churches, not a single mosque. You know, this little town, Eldoret.
And it turned out that Senator Obama's office had advised them to basically do that.
Well, in fact, I came back with the document, which was the plan for Odinga's campaign. And the plan, and I talked with top officials of Odinga's campaign who had defected because they were appalled by the violence after the election, and by the agreement Odinga signed with radical Islam. So this is an accurate document. It called for that if Odinga lost the general election, he was going to use a round of tribal violence to gain power. And you had Obama working with Odinga on the cell phone through the primary campaign in New Hampshire to advise Odinga as to how to use all of this power, all of this tribal violence.
And that's exactly what Obama's saying now on his own website. They're saying youth brigades, old folks, compulsory military service. And
well, the campaign that Odinga ran was identical to Obama's. Odinga ran a campaign on hope and change. The themes were identical. I brought back the documentary evidence. This is why I was detained in Kenya. I was there for a week, been meeting with the government, been meeting with top party officials. I decided the day I was going to leave, I would hold a press conference. And at that press conference, I would reveal the findings, including that Obama had brought Odinga to the United States 3 times and raised $1 million for Odinga in the United States to run for prime minister in Kenya. Also, Muammar Gaddafi had raised $1 million for Obama. for Odinga to run for, you know, prime minister or for president then in Kenya. So you had Obama and Gaddafi working hand in hand with Odinga to expand Islam in Kenya. That's a tremendously important story. And it was not told in the American press.
And you can't make this up that the whole family is basically communist. He's surrounded by communists. And we raise it and they say, so what if everybody's communist? And so what if he wants national compulsory service? That's freedom. And then meanwhile, what are his zombie followers going to do when the economy keeps falling apart, when they don't get the change? Are they going to blame people that don't support him, and that if we would have just gotten behind their savior, that everything would have been all right?
Well, certainly they'll do that, but also the Obama people will blame the current recession on Bush. This will be Bush's recession. No matter what, for the next 2 years, no matter what happens economically, you can bet that Obama will blame it on Bush. Obama intends to continue to run against Bush throughout his first term, hoping for a second term. But what I'm saying is that the supporters, the Obama supporters in Kenya, the people that Obama's worked with, don't like this Odinga. Odinga, the father, was an outright communist. He worked with Obama's father when Obama's father was a failed economist in the Kenyatta regime. Odinga himself was trained in Eastern Germany and named his first son Fidel Castro. So it can show you both Obama's willingness to work with
radical, it's clear. I mean,
socialist.
Obama is a, hold on, doctor. We got a break. Long segment coming up. He comes from hardcore political communist, and that's why the big banks love him, because they want to destroy the middle class and free market, have a world.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat
heat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Is openly anti-gun and believes in banning all different types of rifles, handguns, you name it, banning gun shows, private sales. I mean, I've got a list of it here. It's unbelievable. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, is the guy that got the assault weapons ban passed. He was the spearhead of that, and NAFTA. So now if you're against NAFTA and GATT, if you're against the North American Union, if you're against Obama saying he's going to spearhead this new global currency and the private banks setting up a, quote, new world order, that is change. That's accelerating the tyranny. That is change. That is bringing in world government. Now, again, Dr. Corsi's been sick. He's with one of the first interviews he's done since the election. We appreciate him being here, and he's going to be back on more in the near future after he gets some rest. I do want to take some calls, but let's look forward. You've studied Obama. You've studied his handlers. You've studied, the people he's bringing in. You've written a best-selling book about the North American Union, about how they would implode the U.S. currency, try to bring in a new global basket of currencies. Exactly that is now happening. He helped spearhead the banker takeover. When Congress wouldn't pass it, Obama went on TV and said, "You've got to do this," and had his zombies call Congress, and then they rammed it through. So break down, Dr. Corsi, from studying these people, where you see them going in the future.
Well, everything I wrote about in the late great USA is happening. In fact, Simon & Schuster's asked me to do a paperback version of the late great USA, and I'm right now doing the new epilogue. If you saw it today, right now, Reuters is running an article where there's going to be a speech given next week where Britain's Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, it's a keynote speech he's going to give to an international conference saying that we need to have a global society. So now Britain is out in the age of saying this is the global age. They're using the crisis just exactly like I said would happen when I wrote the late great USA. I predicted we would have a dollar crisis. We had it. Now we've got both France and Germany out there saying we need to look to a global economy. Very few people saw it. I reported it in my Red Alert newsletter. Even the International Monetary Fund has given away like $500 billion to emerging countries who can't meet their debts. Once that money's given away, the IMF will again own the emerging economies. We're basically running a situation where the governments are nationalizing the banks around the world. As the next step after they nationalize the banks, is they'll nationalize the currency. This is the progression that we're in. And the crisis, this whole subprime crisis, which if you recall, when I wrote the late great USA, I was predicting the subprime crisis. And Alex, I was predicting that we would see the same kind of unemployment that we're seeing right now in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, where the jobs would be continuously going overseas. Also, this talk about how a global economy would save, the U.S. economy is nonsense. All we've done is throw the entire global economy into a global recession. This is our first global recession caused by this new world order thinking, and it will be used to create a new world currency. The push towards a North American Union will never be stronger than it will be under an Obama administration.
Now, to be specific, I have the London Telegraph today.
Right.
With the headline, Gordon Brown calls for New World Order.
Yes.
to beat recession. I mean, this is so over-the-top asinine, the chutzpah.
They're out there openly. They're blatant now.
Well, they are the ones that engineered this banking consolidation. They've taken the over $1 trillion bucks that's been pumped into their gullets, their craws.
It's already happened. Once the banks are nationalized, once the United States and Great Britain nationalized the banks, we've already moved into a government-controlled economy. The next step is to move into a government-controlled regional currency like the Amero. If they don't just bypass the Amero and go directly to a North American European currency, which now they could do, it's on the agenda. And Gordon Brown, by giving this speech, you know, when I do the epilogue to the late, great USA, I'm going to be saying that we slowed the agenda down by publicizing it. The work you did, Alex, the work I did, the work others, to get out there and publicize it. But given the magnitude of this worldwide depression that's been intentionally caused, I think it's all overwhelmed. So the people will very quickly, instead of saying, look, we're on the verge of losing our homes, losing our jobs, just like I wrote in the late great USA, if you cause enough fear, people will be willing to abandon economic sovereignty and economic control into a new world order that will have a new world currency, which is exactly where the banks and the governments pushing for these regional governmental structures.
And by the way, you weren't flying blind. The architects of it, like Robert Pastor at the CFR, said they would use terrorism and economic crises to get this in place. And they're openly saying a basket of world currencies regulated through an international private banking agreement. And like you said, they're telling the public, this is your only hope. When going down this path is what will destroy the economy.
Exactly. And I said this again, going back to July of 2007 when I wrote the late, great USA. You're going to start seeing the next set of things, the Council on Foreign Relations, Ben Steele, which is already, he's already written one article saying that, you know, regional currencies are a thing of the past. The next push will be for, you know, getting a world currency, not just, forget national currencies. They're already beyond that. I just got back from Africa. The main push in Africa right now is for an African currency. The African Union is the main push right now in Africa. Just the same as it's going to be in Asia. It's the same as it's going to be in Europe. And the same as it's going to be in North America.
And that destroys their local sovereignty and brings them under regional governments.
Precisely. And the same idea is that, look, they're going to say these economies are under such bad condition, they'll blame it on George Bush. When, you know, there is, Obama doesn't have a single idea that he's expressed so far except to give more money away. I mean, you know, it's almost ridiculous. Why doesn't Obama just simply buy everybody their homes and give them to them? Buy our mortgages and give them to us. Of course, the problem is, if they did that, the currency would be, you know, more, it'd be worse than worse.
Actually, McCain said, buy off the bad part of the mortgages and let the people then have that reduction instead of just letting the banks write it off and keep the profit.
Well, probably what
they're
going
to
do.
And then Obama said, no, all of it goes to the bankers.
Right.
So he's really a cold, hard thief.
What they're going to do is they're going to bail the bankers out, and Obama will participate in bailing the bankers out. What they'll do is they'll consolidate. They'll go down to about a dozen world banks, consolidate them, and they'll go to probably initially four or five regional world currencies, all of the way to having the, you know, Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and the UN be the major agencies in control economically, so that the central banks of the individual countries will be minor details. And basically, they're going to say that the Paulson Bernanke plan failed, and what's necessary now is to move up to the next level of regional and international control. I'm predicting that's going to be the next immediate pressure you're going to start to see.
Well, they've said they're doing that.
And by the time Late Great USA is published out as a reprint, as a paperback, it's going to be well along the way. Simon Schuster has also asked me to do a reprint of the Obamanation. Because, again, most of the questions I asked of the Obamanation have never been addressed at all.
Yeah, why didn't they release the original birth certificate?
Well, in fact, I've been asked today. We had discussions all weekend with Joseph Farah and WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily is going right back onto the theme of the birth certificate. I'd say as soon as I get a little bit of rest here, maybe a week, we're going to be designing a strategy to go after these birth certificate issues. I've got a variety of theories I intend to pursue very directly as to who Obama really is, what the parentage really is, what the birth certificates are really going to look like. I mean, you've already got being put into place the basics here of a world government, with the American people being totally, you know, misled and fooled as to what's happening. Because the structure of everything I argued, the necessity for a crisis, necessity for the fall of the dollar. When I wrote The Late Great USA, you know, back even when I was writing Black Gold Stranglehold, which was a year before that, in 2005, and I said then that oil would go to $100 a barrel, I was being ridiculed. People said it would never happen. And now that we've gotten oil down to about $65 a barrel, everybody's saying, isn't this great? Look, we've solved the problem. No, that's just been a relaxation. Oil is going to be back up to $145 a barrel as the economy, the Dow Jones, heads down to 6,000, which is where I'm predicting. And I'm saying oil will, again, you'll see gold head back over to $1,000 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
All these movements are already in progress.
And for those that don't know, I mean, you've got a degree in this from Harvard, so.
Well, and also I've been predicting, over 25 years I worked in financial services. I worked with banks around the world. Part of my job was always to do predictions. What World Debt Daily asked me to start doing at the end of last year was to prepare this redalert.wnd.com newsletter. I've got the newsletter now fully prepared and designed. I kept it going even through the election. If you take a look at World Net Daily today, you'll see one of the major articles I posted on there that the next bottom number we're headed to in the stock market is 6,000. And Alex, there are thousands of people listening today, and I'm telling people, sell your stocks. People are usually told, hold on, the market's going to come back. Don't worry, your 401k will be back if you just hold on. I'm saying that's nonsense. If you've got money in the stock market today, sell it, get out of the stock market what you've got left, because it isn't coming back.
All right.
And if it does come back, it's not coming back quick.
Doc, I want to take some calls before you leave us, but other predictions for the future. But before you do that, I want you to address the million-man domestic spy force as big as the armed forces, the youth brigades, and the fact that Obama lies so much. I mean, they removed that off their website, and they're now saying it was never there, despite the fact we have the screenshots. I mean, this guy is already putting Bill Clinton to shame.
Lying is nothing for Obama. Lying, you know, Obama said they knew Ayers because they lived in their neighborhood and their kids went to school. Like Dennis Miller once pointed out to me, Obama's kids are two little girls, and Ayers' kids are all growing up, and plus, Ayers' kids were very slow. They never went to school a single day together. They are together because Ayers and Obama agree politically on a radical leftist agenda. You're going to see the same thing happen with this national, whatever kind of core it's going to be. It's going to be like a brown shirt effort to equip the youth and have them be a thought control brigade. We're extremely concerned about it at WorldNet Daily. We also have been one of the first following what this brown shirt brigade means. And expect lying to be the norm for Obama. Obama is very, very hard to pin down on the facts. But it's going to be very difficult. I know Jeremiah Wright is going to write a new book. You're going to see Rezko. Rezko right now is already spilling the beans on the governor. Federal prison's not very much fun to be in. I suspect Rezko will try to start talking about Obama soon. He'll look for a pardon. It's Rezko's only real chance to get out. And Obama's going to be pressured to give him a pardon.
What do you expect Obama to do when he first gets in? I mean, he's openly saying...
There's going to be a series of executive orders. Obama's not even going to bother with Congress. He's going to take five or six of his top agendas, whether they be abortion or they be global warming or they be stem cells or whatever, and he's just going to issue direct executive orders saying, this is now a fact. And as Obama gets into power, as he begins to settle in, I think you're going to see the economics, all the idea that 95% of the people are going to get tax cuts, although that's lies, There's going to be people out there who are expecting that Obama is going to pay their rent and pay their mortgages. Forget that. I think Obama is going to do very, very little for the poor in the country. He hasn't even done very much for the poor in his own family. Look, he constantly new people are showing up who in Obama's family have suffered poverty. He's done nothing for them. Obama's out for Obama, and I think you'll see a series of lies. The next thing also I expect is there to be some major, major tests in the Middle East. I expect there to be major revival of terrorism.
Well, we keep hearing that. I mean, Doc,
Somalia is going to be the next major station for terrorists. I think Somalia is easier to get to than Afghan, and Somalia is going to be the next major base where the terrorists look to organize their training camps.
Well, I mean, it's clear that they're preparing a crisis. Colin Powell is saying the 21st or 22nd, and then Obama can go blow up some training camps that may not even exist, then flex his muscles and get hawks behind him.
All the issues of violence, all the issues of, you know, seeing political terrorism are going to be issues used by the Obama campaign, the Obama presidency, to gain power. I think the Obama presidency gaining power is going to make the Bush administration, steps the Bush administration took with these various, you know, presidential orders, grabbing power in the case of emergency, they're there for Obama to use. I think you're going to see...
That's what I was going to say next. The media keeps implying he's going to restore the Bill of Rights, but the Obama campaign is actually accelerating all the powers that Bush accrued.
I think you're going to see the Patriot Act number 2 being introduced. I think you're going to see very much more radical control. There'll be an effort to control by reinstituting some kind of a fairness doctrine to shut down any criticism of Obama in the press. It's going to be very much more difficult. I mean, look how difficult it was for me. I went to Kenya, researched in Kenya. The one day I'm trying to do a press conference, I'm arrested. And by the way, today in Africa, Odinga is already saying he deserves a payback for arresting me because that helped elect Obama. So just wait to see, you know, the extent to which the press is suppressed under an Obama regime that really doesn't want any criticism at all.
Well, I don't know why folks think having a black face is going to change anything when Obama worked for the very same big Wall Street international firms that are looting the economy right now, and he's a big cheerleader for it. I mean,
well, Obama got as much or more of his campaign contributions from the major Wall Street firms that McCain ever did.
Way more.
Way more. And I think you're right now in line for a reorganization of Wall Street, and the one firm which survived, and I don't think it's accidental, Goldman Sachs thrived. Goldman Sachs thrived on the downturn in the housing. You've got Paulson. You've got any number of people from Goldman Sachs that will come out of this administration, and Goldman Sachs under the Obama administration will be the main Wall Street firm under which a Wall Street reorganization occurs. See a consolidation of Wall Street, just like you'll see a consolidation of banking.
Vertical integration. Dr. Corsi, stay there. We'll take some calls when we get back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. it is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Dr. Corsi with us for two more segments, going straight to your phone calls. Obama's now at the White House meeting with the outgoing puppet. While we're all busy watching them, the big corporations are looting everything. Briefly, Dr. Corsi, because you know you're into economics, does it even make you stand back, though, in awe to see the level of corporate looting and to openly see them announcing world government of and by the banks, and that they're literally just taking trillions that we're going to have to pay back in tax money?
Well, it's amazing because, again, I predicted it, Alex. It's exactly what I wrote in the late, great USA. And by the way, it'll never be paid back. What they'll do is they'll create a new currency. The new currency will essentially be a devaluation. And so they'll basically forgive all of these loans that they're paying back. Right now, the loans will be translated into equity, and you'll see the next round being government ownership and international ownership, because you'll see immediately the petrodollar states. We're already holding meetings of the Treasury. People know very little about, so the Treasury is already holding meetings with the petrodollar states as to how Sharia law can be introduced into the economics of the United States to invite petrodollar investments. China is very angry. China hates seeing, the investments that they've made. A lot of these, subprime loans were sold to China. China wants a return on their money. China's going to want to see direct investment in the United States.
By the way, I want to go back there. People don't know that Sharia law is just Islamic law. They think it's drowning your daughter in the pool. They don't understand that's only one small part of it. I mean, Sharia law is so that larger international institutions can do business with those countries. Most of Sharia law is about economics.
Sharia law has fundamental controls over economics. And Sharia law, when it comes to economics, is completely different than U.S. law. The rules are different. Interest is different. The handling of money, the handling of control, what you can and cannot do in a corporation is different. If you think that, women are not... I just can't wait to see what the feminists are going to do once Sharia law is imposed upon economic activity in banks. Be lucky to see women advanced in banks at all, or women advanced in corporations that are owned by Arab investors who are not fond at all of seeing women advance. It's going to be a fundamentally different world.
Oh, man, let's take some calls. I'm Mark in Boston and Mark in Oregon, Patrick and Scott. We'll try to get you all in here. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Jerome, for being on Alex's show again. And I thought I had a lead for you. I went to a lecture with Linda Bilmes, and apparently you've already had her or her co-author of the book, The $3 Trillion War, on your show. But I asked her whether or not she would like to appear on your show, and she said that she would indeed like to show up on the show.
Well, I've had Stiglitz on, who's now calling for world government, so we're getting him back on to ask him about our new world government we'll be under.
Yeah, well...
Before I forget, Dr. Corsi, if Limbaugh and Hannity would come out and talk about all this, I mean, it's in the Boston Globe, it's in the Associated Press, can't they come out and admit, okay, we were right, you know, that is myself and you and others, there really is a world government, or are they just going to say it doesn't exist even as the dollar goes under?
I think they're going to be forced to come out now and look at what happens with the world government. Alex, in the next 6 months, the United States is strapped for capital. You're going to see a search for capital that is unprecedented. We're going to be with the petrodollar countries. We're going to be with the Chinese, with our negative balance of trade. We're going to be all over the world saying we need to recapitalize the United States. And when we do, the United States will be for sale. We will not be in control the way
China
we are
China announced
today
500 and something billion, quote, in economic stimulus. And that means, by the way, buying up the U.S. So, yeah, that's it. They blow out our economy by design, then take our tax money to buy us up. You got to love it. They blow out our economy, then the international banks take our money in the name of the bailout, then they use it to buy us up. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Mark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
USA Radio News.